Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It's becoming increasingly obvious that President Trump's patience with Russia's Vladimir Putin is running out. Frustrated by Russia's relentless attacks on its neighbor, there is a notable shift in Mr. Trump's position.
In a reversal, the president said he believes Ukraine can regain control of the territory Russia has taken since its invasion. He posted the comment soon after meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. Earlier, he criticized Russia for continuing the fight.
It's not making Russia look good. It's making them look bad.
The president had previously said that both Ukraine and Russia would have to give up land to end the war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president pulled no punches in his UN General Assembly speech yesterday. Mr. Trump accuses the world body of funding an assault on Western countries by encouraging mass illegal migration. The president telling the delegates, your countries are being ruined. Mr. Trump experienced a series of annoying issues before and during his UN speech. First, an escalator abruptly stopped the moment he and the First Lady stepped onto it.
And then a teleprompter that didn't work. These are the two things I got from the United Nations, a bad escalator and a bad teleprompter.
And a microphone that malfunctioned as well, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt demanding an investigation. Jimmy Kimmel Live returned to the air last night, although a large group of ABC TV affiliates, the stations owned by Sinclair and Nexstar, did not carry the program. Kimmel was suspended last week for remarks he made about Charlie Kirk's accused assassin. Ryan Ruth has been convicted of attempting to assassinate then presidential candidate Donald Trump last year. Ruth faces life in prison when he's sentenced on December 18th. The Dow futures 16 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 76 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip. And of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aid.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Good hump day morning, Wednesday morning on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Let's start it off. Chuck Whitaker.
Morning. There is a wreck on the Capitol Beltway already this morning. The outer loop near the ramp at 450, and it's in the area of Route 202. So if you're coming up the Beltway, there was construction in that area overnight as well. So already there is a delay in Prince George's County. We've had a wreck in Anne Arundel County. Westbound Route 32 is affected between 198 and the ramp at the VW Parkway. Looks like a pretty good size back up there already on the westbound side. Locally, the Beltway is good. Lanes are open at both the tunnels. Be prepared for some fog this morning early throughout the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, muggy and a little foggy to begin, followed by another round of late day showers and a few storms. Otherwise, still warm with highs close to 80. A few showers tonight, mostly cloudy with lows back in the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And this morning again, we're hanging in the 60s. Ellicott City right now, 65 degrees. Aberdeen, a bit of rain there. And 66 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Baltimore County Police investigating a reported threat shared online by an 11-year-old student at Spears Point Middle School in Edgemere. Police say officers and detectives with the department's behavioral assessment unit have been working with school officials and the child's parents to assess the situation. Anderville County police have arrested a suspect in connection with a deadly shooting in Hanover. Marquise Davis allegedly shot and killed DeAndre Sims on September 14th at Fredericksburg Road and Taylor's Hill Lane. According to police, Sims was getting into his car when Davis allegedly confronted him and fired into the vehicle. Police believe the shooting was targeted, and Davis is charged with first and second degree murder. A Baltimore man has been indicted for a quadruple shooting at a Baltimore County hookah lounge. Alfred Jacobs Jr. is facing four felony charges, including first-degree murder in the May 2nd shooting at the Azuz Hookah Lounge in Woodlawn. Elijah Lambeck died that day after the shooting. Three other victims survived. And a Greenberg man has been identified as the person who died over the weekend after an accident in Maryland. Authorities say that 58-year-old David Linsenberger was riding in a vehicle on Saturday that fell through the ice. It fell through the ice on Deep Creek Lake, said. It's 6:05 at WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM Stein on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
6:05 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Dean Kramer does it again last night for the Birds.
Career against the Rays, he came in with a 1.83 ERA. Let's update that. It's at 1.68.
And counting. Commentary from Kevin Brown after Kramer went 6 1/3 last night of stellar baseball for the Birds. One hit, no runs. Baltimore blanks the Rays at Camden Yards. 6-0 was the final. Kramer's clean start finishes the right-hander season, and he reflects after the game.
There's a lot to be learned. There's a lot to be happy about, and there's some things that were a little frustrating throughout the year, but you know, you can grow every year and try and get better.
30 starts, 170 1/3 innings pitched for Kramer, just 2 innings off his career high. From high to low are the Ravens, licking their wounds from the pounding that the Lions administered on Monday night. Head coach John Harbaugh on the biggest issue.
Why? Just the biggest problem is we didn't play good run defense. I mean, we didn't, as a defense complete, we didn't do it, and that's not going to be good enough. There's nobody in that locker room that thinks that's good enough.
Ravens surrendered at the line of scrimmage, allowing 224 yards on the ground and 4 rushing touchdowns to Detroit. Coming up in 30 minutes, robot umpires are coming to the majors, and that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, September the 24th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up in this hour, a sixth grader hit list
was discovered at a Baltimore County school. Why weren't parents notified? Kamala Harris on The View, weighing in on why she didn't select Pete Buttigieg. But our top story here today is, once again, in the Maryland General Insane Asylum, the Senate President Bill Ferguson has hinted at the possibility of calling a special legislative session.
It should be the absolute last possible option that we consider.
Yeah, it should be, but it also should be the absolute last option when you're considering redistricting, because that's what this is all about. They're not the budget crisis, not the energy crisis that we face, but redistricting, just like they did 4 years ago. The priority is politics. The priority is holding on to power, not the people of Maryland.
I think it's too early to tell. We're evaluating all the options. I've said it over and over. It should be the absolute last possible option that we consider. It's not as easy as just going in and passing a bill. There's some real legal concerns, and there are real questions about democracy. I'm hopeful that this trend that we've seen just in Texas and California can be stemmed, but we'll see. We're talking through it and looking through the options to keep it as a possibility in the case that we have to deploy it.
But let's not kid ourselves. The real reason why the Maryland Democrats are doing this is because of what the Republicans did in the Lone Star States.
I think everybody's seeing what's happening in Texas that started this battle and saying it's horrifying.
No, what happened in Texas was not a start to the battle. It is a response to what Democrats did in California and in other states and have been doing for decades now, drawing these weird-shaped salamander, you know, type of districts. And now they're coming after, for the first district of Maryland, they're coming after Andy Harris's seat.
How did they do that? I mean, because obviously the Eastern Shore is a fairly conservative area. How do they carve out enough so that they would cost the only Republican congressman a chance to win?
Well, it's going to be very interesting how they do that, if they do it, because the Democrat strongholds on the Eastern Shore are Easton, Salisbury are the two biggest. Mm-hmm. Cambridge is becoming a little bit problematic in some areas. So those are the three big Democrat strongholds. That's where all the population is on the Eastern Shore. So, but if they do that, it would be very interesting to see how they redraw it. They could put other districts in peril. Mm-hmm. Because the way they have to draw them, they have to make sure there's X amount of population in each district. They may have to pull from some in order to make the first district more winnable. So it may blow up in their face for that reason, or it may not withstand a court challenge.
Yeah, we'll see. It plays out. My suspicion is that in a state where, since I arrived here in Baltimore in the mid-70s, we've gone from 4-4 to 7-1. And how the Democrats would seize that final one, it seems to me, it's like getting blood out of a stone. It's going to be very difficult for them to do because of the issues you mentioned, the technical issues of making sure the other districts also pass constitutional muster, because there would certainly be a challenge.
Yeah, what we should do, and what a lot of both, this is what Democrats and Republicans have agreed on, is end gerrymandering completely.
Yes.
And just, you know, draw it the way it should be, you know, to try to represent the population at large to the best of their ability. And if that means there's a predominantly black districts in major urban areas, well, that's where the black population is. So what? So be it. That's the way it should be. But no, they've always tried to pick off pieces of these major urban areas and put them in other districts so they'd have
to bolster more votes.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
613, Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck reported on the BW Parkway southbound near 197. Looking at the camera on the northbound side, no impact there because of the trees in the median, but if you're south of Route 32 and you're heading south towards the Prince George's County line, could be a factor there. Wreck on the Capitol Beltway made it to the shoulder, outer loop near the Rio ramp. As you're coming up to Route 450, there was overnight construction in that same area coming up from 202 and up through 214, so it looks like some of that might still be leftover areas from the construction that was wrapping up earlier in Anne Arundel County. About 25 minutes ago, a wreck on Route 32 westbound between 198 and the BW Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday. It is going to be muggy and foggy this morning. High near 80 again with a chance of late day showers and storms that moved through here yesterday, late afternoon, early evening. And again, overnight, it'll be cloudy tonight and lows in the upper 60s. More showers and storms likely tomorrow as well. So it's going to be wet next couple of days. Right now, cloudy, 63 in Ellicott City, 67 in Annapolis. And time for some one-liner news. French President Emmanuel Macron had a very New York experience while visiting the UN General Assembly. His motorcade got stuck in traffic. Macron was so angry, he rolled down the window, started swearing at other drivers, and, "I will sick Brigitte on you. She's got muscles."
And it was Trump's motorcade that pulled them up.
Fox TV is producing a reboot of Baywatch for next TV season. It's actually going to come back in two versions. On Fox TV, it's lifeguards, and on Fox News, it'll be ice agents.
Yes.
That'll work.
Are they going to use the women as the age they are now?
Yes.
Yeah. Because I can't wait to see him run.
That is that's right.
You're a horrible, horrible man.
Like chasing two party balloons at one flat.
At his speech Tuesday at the United Nations, President Trump joked about a broken escalator at the UN headquarters. Immediately, the Mexican delegation said, "Hey, we could have helped you, but you deported all of us." So, okay, we see. Missouri woman sentenced to 4 years behind bars for posing as a bogus investor and attempting to steal Graceland from the family of Elvis Presley.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, during sentencing, the judge condemned her for 4 years of listening to Jailhouse Rock.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens there. Now, Graceland, there's been one thing after another with Graceland, the fight over Graceland. We'll get to Jimmy Kimmel here in just a second, but a shutdown of the federal government is looming. Again, it raises the question, if the U.S. government were to shut down, would anyone notice? That is the big
probably
question.
Not. Only the employees.
NASA plans to send 4 astronauts to the moon aboard Artemis II. President Trump misheard that. He thought they said astronauts, so he nominated Whoopi, Joy, Sunny, and Anna Navarro. One-way tickets to the moon. There's a new poll out, survey of 3,000 truckers on the worst drivers nationwide. In the top 10, 5 Florida locations.
Really?
Yeah, worst drivers. New York City, as you might imagine, number 1. L.A., number 2. Atlanta, number 3. But then comes Fort Lauderdale?
Yep.
Wow.
Bad there.
Orlando?
Orlando's really bad.
Miami?
Yep.
That's really bad.
Hollywood?
Yeah, well, they're all right there together. Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood, Miami.
So you're talking it's all Oceanside, not Gulf Coast.
30 miles, yes. On the East Coast.
Yeah, right.
West Palm, also in there.
Same thing.
As well.
All that interstate over there on 95 is about 12 lanes wide, and they still can't get it right.
No, it's crazy. And by the way, Baltimore finished 40th in the truckers survey. All right, last night he returned to the airwaves, Jimmy Kimmel, actually crying upon his return.
I've been hearing a lot about what I need to say and do tonight, and the truth is, I don't think what I have to say is going to make much of a difference. If you like me, you like me. If you don't, you don't. I have no illusions about changing anyone's mind. But I do want to make something clear because it's important to me as a human, and that is you understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man. I don't think there's anything funny about it. I posted a message on Instagram on the day he was killed, sending love to his family and asking for compassion, and I meant it. I still do. Nor was it my intention to blame any specific group for the actions of what it was obviously a deeply disturbed individual. I don't think the murderer who shot Charlie Kirk represents anyone. This was a sick person who believed violence was a solution, and it isn't, ever.
Anyone believe that?
Well, the problem I have with it, Sean, is that this is the man. He could have said that, he could have thought ahead of time, you know?
Yeah.
All you have to do is say, no, that joke is not appropriate. Yeah, that filter has to be there somewhere. I mean, to be honest, folks, in the studio, we have a number of jokes come across our mind we do not put on the air because it's inappropriate. And most of them have to do with blue humor. But, I mean, there's a filter that you have to put on.
Most of them have to do with Chuck Whitaker.
Most of them are, actually. Yeah, kind of
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, no, I was trying to walk around the edge.
Did you censor too now?
What do we not hear in that?
An apology.
Very good.
Right.
There was no, I'm
never
sorry.
Never my intent.
Then he tried to curry favor by praising Erica Kirk.
Over the weekend, a very beautiful moment. I don't know if you saw this. On Sunday, Erica Kirk forgave the man who shot her husband. She forgave him. That is an example we should follow.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you believe in the teachings of Jesus, as I do, there it was. That's it. A selfless act of grace, forgiveness from a grieving widow. It touched me deeply.
I'm sorry, he's acting. He's acting. Why do I say that? Why did I say that? Because he followed that with this.
The President of the United States made it very clear he wants to see me and the hundreds of people who work here fired from our jobs. Our leader celebrates Americans losing their livelihoods because he can't take a joke.
Mm. Trump had nothing to do with it.
No.
And it wasn't a joke. It wasn't funny. He was blaming the shooter. He said he was part of MAGA, which was false information. That's right. What got him in trouble.
It wasn't funny. It was a let's see if I can lump this guy with people I don't like, and everybody who likes me and doesn't like them, they'll be ratified.
Here's a hint for you, Jimmy. There's nothing funny about murder. There's nothing funny about, I don't care whether a Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, when somebody's assassinated, you don't make jokes about it. Period.
Yeah, pretty straightforward.
And so, of course, that was all just emotional histrionics on the part of Mr. Kimmel.
Yeah.
Right. I to be honest with you, I never thought he was funny anyway.
Yeah, I agree with you. There are guys that are funny. He's not one of them.
It's too forced.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
You would do a better job on a late night show.
Just give me something on cable where I can just say what I want. You know, just like we do with the roast.
Exactly.
You know, people like that.
They get
right to the point. You say what you want to say. We're all grown-ass people. You know.
Well, it's nice to know which body part of yours is fully matured.
That's nice. You better watch your speed, Bruce. I sent you something to watch.
All right, Chuck. We'll see you in a couple.
All right.
Best of the Morning Drive, available each every day at WCBM.com on our Facebook and Rumble pages. Brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael Lee Friedman.
This is Pastor Dave Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. The tech giants would like to monopolize access to not only your identity, but also your ability to make decisions. They've created a world in which we're constantly watched and distracted. Through their accumulation of data, they have constructed a portrait of our minds, which they use to invisibly guide our behavior. These tech companies have a vision that includes a world without borders. It's also their view that only they can save the world by concentrating power with a select few. They see themselves saving the world with and through technology. Some are saying that this may have end time overtones of biblical proportion, to the point that the Antichrist might not be a person at all, but rather a machine. Jesus warned us against state setting his return. But with the advent of nuclear weapons, robots, and artificial intelligence, we can almost hear his footsteps in the distance. This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I got the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously, no funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I got Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro, squeaky clean, celebrity voice impersonated.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is and his full-grown Chuck Whitaker.
That happened a long time ago, Bruce.
Yes.
Long time ago. The Beltway local is still in now. The west side, 795 to Frederick Road. That's normal. A little more pace now southbound at both the Harbor Tunnel. So we'll start to fill in on 895 around O'Donnell Street. 95 last check was still running okay with the lanes open going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Back on the BW Parkway again, there was a report of a wreck about 20 minutes ago southbound BW Parkway near 197 at a wreck in Anne Arundel County. Been there now about 35 minutes.
let's see, what do they say now? Yeah, okay, westbound Route 32 between 198 and the Parkway, and there had been some road blockage in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, muggy and foggy as we start this morning, and up again near 80 today. Chance of some late day showers and storms, just like yesterday evening. And overnight it'll be cloudy, 68. Tomorrow showers and storms even more likely. Right now it is 64 and cloudy in Columbia, 63 in Reisterstown. So we're talking about this possibility that the Maryland Democrats, and again, they control the whole thing, the whole state, controlled by, you got Governor Tex Moore, you got Senate President Bill Ferguson, Speaker Adrian Jones, and they control every committee. They control the General Insane Asylum. They control the city. For the most part, they control Annapolis. You'd be hard-pressed to find maybe Western Maryland and maybe a few little enclaves on the Eastern Shore, but that's about it. So this is one-party rule. One-party domination, and with everything going on right now, we have a budget crisis. We just found out that we have a $360 million hole in the Transportation Trust Fund due to unauthorized spending of the State Highway Administration, special audit there, and more on that coming up a little bit later on in the show. They are putting kids in foster care into the hands of pedophiles, perverts, and sexual predators. Thanks to that audit. And again, this is Democrat run, Democrat control. They can go back and try to blame Lockdown Larry, and he's got a lot of blame for other things. But this is a pretty much a state. Remember, they had the majority when he was governor as well. Mm-hmm. Not to excuse him, but it's hard to get stuff done when your stuff gets vetoed or overridden, rather. And so their priority here, Bruce, is not the budget, not the energy crisis, none of the above, not the out-of-control spending that should be brought to heel, but we got to make sure we get Andy Harris's seat. That's the reason why they want to call a special session. And this is just something that, and I think it might be a one-day session, okay? That's they just want to get rid of
organized?
It. They have the supermajority. And what happens is that they open it up, they present their, because it'll all be drawn up ahead of time, they present it, the Republicans will kick, scream, shout, this is unfair, blah, 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 and the Democrats will say, okay, let's vote, over. That's how it's going to go down. And we all know it. That's why you need a strong opposition party. That's why what Lockdown Larry did here in Maryland was suicidal for the Maryland GOP. The drive for five never materialized. He basically alienated a lot of Republicans with the way he treated Dan Cox. Okay, you don't like him? He sued you because he thought what you were doing in these lockdowns were unconstitutional. You know, put your big boy pants on, Larry, and take it like a man. Instead, you know, he basically said that he's not welcome in the governor's mansion and the whole nine yards. Instead, he did more to dismantle the Maryland Republican Party than anything the Democrats have ever done. So, again, this is the reason why we're powerless to stop it. I mean, we could talk about it here on the air. We could draw attention to it. But until we get a strong opposition party here in the state of Maryland, we're going to be left to the whims of whatever the Democrats please.
There are individual issues on which the entire population can be activated to motion, to do something. But it takes a very specific individual issue, and I'm not sure that redistricting is going to be one of those issues where the population across political lines will say, don't do this. I think that they're going to shrug and say, all right, you know, go ahead, do what you want, and they're going to walk away from it. And we could end up with 8 Democrats in Congress.
Yeah. Well, Governor Tex Moore, I will stand with the people. Is this standing with the people? By putting the financial crisis that, of course, you inherited a $5 billion surplus, turned it into a $3 billion deficit. That's an $8 billion swing. And then in order to fix what you did, you then imposed the largest tax increase in the history of Maryland, and you didn't want to call a special session about that. You want to call it on redistricting. I know Kristen wants to weigh
in. Can I just add something really quickly? Because I know there's some establishment Republicans that agree with what Hogan did, and they don't care. You know, they'd rather have more Hogan. But what I'm hearing is that a lot of our central committee and county committees don't actually really want Hogan. They don't want to go that way anymore. They want to go the Trump way. But there's some sort of fear or hold or something. And I've heard this for many years now, talking to many people who are in the know. So I would issue a call to action to stand up. Think for yourself. Yeah. But Hogan is not the governor anymore. He shouldn't control the money or the narrative. Stand up for voters. What do you have to lose?
Exactly. Yeah. What Trump once said, what do you have to lose?
Exactly.
It's already pretty bad.
Hey, living a heart smart means paying attention to your cholesterol goals. Now, for 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach those goals and supporting overall heart and wellness. Now, right now, Rescue is offering a free bottle of Rescue LDL XQ10 with every bottle purchase of Rescue 1250 Omega-3 Soft Gels. It's Rescue's most popular wellness duo. Just add Rescue Omega-3 to your cart, apply the code TOGETHER at checkout, and Rescue LDL XQ10 will be added to your order for free. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a knowledgeable product consultant, or you can simply go online and use the code at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Remember, use the code TOGETHER when buying any quantity of Rescue 1250 Omega-3s to get the same quantity of Rescue LDL XQ10 for free. Again, use the code TOGETHER at res-q.com today.
Coming up, Kamala Harris reveals why she didn't pick Pete Buttigieg as her running mate. 6:30, time for news headlines.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore man has been indicted for a quadruple shooting at a Baltimore County hookah lounge. Alfred Jacobs Jr. facing four felony charges, including first-degree murder and the May 2nd shooting at the Azuz hookah lounge in Woodlawn. Elijah Lambeck died that day after the shooting. Three other victims survived. Prosecutors believe there may have been other shooters, but Jacobs is the only person who has been arrested. A Greensburg man has been identified as the person who died over the weekend after an accident in Maryland. Authorities say that 58-year-old David Linzerberger, was riding in a vehicle on Saturday that fell through the ice on Deep Creek Lake. Linzen Bigler was pulled from the water, taken to a West Virginia hospital. Unfortunately, he died the next day. Pennsylvania man faces multiple criminal and traffic charges after a deadly incident on Deep Creek Lake. Ricky Wise was operating a UTV on the frozen lake in February. Vehicle broke through the ice. His passenger became trapped in the submerged wreckage. Maryland Department of Transportation will be meeting with officials in Frederick County today as part of its statewide investment tour. The county is meeting at 6 p.m. Winchester Hall in Frederick. The public is invited to attend. The Maryland Air National Guard officially now is deactivating its last flying squadron, ending more than a century of aviation history. The 104th Fighter Squadron, known for flying the A-10 fighter jets, held its inactive status ceremony at Martin State Airport in Middle River. According to State Senator J.B. Jennings, the unit traces its roots back to 1921, when it became the first National Guard squadron in the country to receive aircraft. 6:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Pick three lottery number. Remember class 222? And 222 is your pick three. Pick four was 8528. And now traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
We have a new wreck in the city, Pulaski Highway at Highland Avenue. For those of you who live there, it's Pulaski. It's Pulaski Highway and Holland Avenue. So, just so you don't need subtitles when I'm talking to you. Northbound 95, the construction area, Route 24, not there yet, but probably soon they'll block the right lane northbound at Route 24 in Harford County. Still working on the wreck, Route 32 westbound between 198 and the BW Parkway. Some areas are getting some fog early this morning. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, muggy and a little foggy to begin, followed by another round of late day showers and a few storms, otherwise still warm with highs close to 80. A few showers tonight, mostly cloudy with lows back in the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The Moo Birds were out last night on Moss at Camden Yards.
Kauser hits this one high and deep to center field. That sounded good. It looked better. Colton Kauser with his second hit off a very difficult lefty, Ian Seymour.
That's Moo, not Boo. Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Kauser's sixth-inning shot was the cherry on top of Dean Kramer's 2025 swan song as the right-hander pitched 6 1/3 shutout innings at the Rays, and the Birds prevail 6-0 was the final. The home run hitter now runs through the Orioles' dugout with a Ravens helmet. I'm sure you've seen that on Masson. And Kauser put a little twist on it last night.
It's pretty fun. We have a little thing where they, you know, try to get the football out, and I decided to fumble because the other time they said that I have to make it more attainable for them because everyone just runs with their head down. And
meanwhile, O's announcing yesterday that Trevor Rogers has been voted the winner of the 2025 Most Valuable Oriole Award by members of the local media who cover the team on a regular basis. The Southpaw down 9-2 with a 1.35 earned run average, leads all MLB starters with 100 innings pitched or more in five major categories, including ERA and opponent batting average. A lot of concerns now with the Ravens football team that looked invincible in the summer, but that was on paper. Now, paper may cover rock, but it apparently doesn't beat playoff teams like the Bills and the Lions. Most egregious was the defense getting pushed around Monday night against Detroit. Safety Kyle Hamilton answering if the defense missed Nnamdi Matabike and Kyle Van Noy.
I have guys who can make plays, Pro Bowl, All-Pro guys all over the field, and shame on us if we need a Pro Bowl guy to play good defense.
Long touchdown drives, the bane of Ravens fans' existence right now. Ravens allowing 96 and 98 yarders on Monday night, had not allowed one at all at home since 2001. Sidebar, only the Dolphins are allowing more points per game than the Ravens right now at 32. Accolades for two Maryland football players in the wake of the Terps' 27-10 victory over Wisconsin on Saturday. Quarterback Malik Washington and linebacker Daniel Wingate. Washington is the Big Ten freshman of the week for the second time this season. Wingate earning first Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week honors. More on Washington. Through four games, he's thrown for 1,038 yards and accounted for 10 touchdowns. The passing yards are the most for any Power Conference true freshman quarterback since Jaden Daniels did it in 2019. And how about this from the Maryland locker room after the game from head coach Mike Locksley?
I love the heart of this team, man. You guys got each other's heart. And that's the first step to if you want to be a championship team. Now let's sing this damn song, man. Yeah. One, two, three, and
Maryland, we're all behind you.
Praise God, the black and gold.
Quite a scene in that Maryland locker room. Time now is 6:37. When we return, crack that whip.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA Civic.
Remember, paper may cover rock, but rock breaks through paper thin defense.
Yeah, but doesn't... Okay.
And scissors are used as an antecedent to the previous.
When was the last time you played that game, by the way?
Just the other day.
No way.
I swear, we were doing something. And,
Come on.
Yeah, we do that in the office all the time.
Exactly. It must be like karma between Bruce's us
office,
or something.
They were doing Around the Rosie the other day in Bruce's office. Yeah, yeah. I think the problem was getting Rosie to stand still.
Last time I played, I was eight years old.
So 3 years ago then.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I don't know why, but this Devo song, Crack That Whip, do you remember that song?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, for some reason, now that Major League Baseball has announced that there will be the robotic calls for...
I think the song was Whip It Good.
No, it was called Crack That Whip, wasn't it?
No.
Wait, hold on.
No. It was called Greyhound Good. That's it, yeah. Greyhound Good.
It's called Whip It Good?
Oh, Whip It Good, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay, right, that's the one.
Yeah, that's it.
For some reason, I don't know why, this song I think of this song when Major League Baseball announcing the automatic umpires next year for the balls and strikes. For some reason, I don't know, I think of this song, cracking that whip down on Major League Baseball umpires.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's what's happening next year. You know, they experimented with it. Wait, let me turn that off. They experimented with it in the exhibition season, and apparently it was okay, so they're going to do it. They're going to bring it back, or they're going to bring it to Major League Baseball regular season next year.
Eventually, AI is going to do it all.
You think so?
Yeah,
so umpires are like going to be obsolete, out of jobs.
Yeah. Well,
the union's not going to like that.
No. And then who are managers going to fight with now?
Exactly.
You know?
We're not going to have that.
Exactly.
AI
be
hologram.
Be no more Earl Weaver.
The hologram will come out.
Can you imagine? Crack that whip, boys.
All right. Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680.
It's such an exciting day for all of America yesterday because the book finally dropped, so we can all see the brilliance of its author live in person. It's just a spectacular moment for all of us as Kamala Harris finally released. The release date was yesterday of 107 Excuses Why It Wasn't My Fault. I think that's the official title of the book. And now, one of the hilarious conversations that took place was between her and Rachel Maddow, who is a lesbian. I mean, that's simply part of her on-air identity and part of who she is as well. And Maddow asked her about, you made this comment in the book about not having Pete Buttigieg as your VP because he was gay.
That's not what I said, that he couldn't be on the ticket because he is gay. My point, as I write in the book, is that I was clear that in 107 days, in one of the most hotly contested elections for President of the United States, against someone like Donald Trump, who knows no floor, to be a black woman running for President of the United States and as a vice presidential running mate, a gay man, it made me very sad, but I also realized it would be a real risk.
So in other words, I didn't put him on the ticket not because he was gay. I didn't put him on the ticket because he was gay. Okay? Try to follow along here. Because that was it. I did not put him on the ticket because he was gay. Word salad, word salad, word salad, word salad. I didn't put him on the ticket because he's gay, don't you know? I mean, which makes no sense whatsoever. But then she continued. And the first rule of holes, she's never learned this. When you find yourself in a hole, stop digging. Instead, she dug in and said, listen, Rachel, some of my best friends are gay.
I've been an advocate and an ally of the LGBT community my entire life. So it wasn't about any prejudice on my part.
Not me.
We had such a short period of time, and the stakes were so high. I think Pete is a phenomenal public servant, and I think America is and would be ready for that. But at when I had to make that decision with 2 weeks to go, you know, and maybe I was being too cautious, but that's the decision I made.
Yeah, by the way, Pete Buttigieg was endorsed by the OBBR, or the One Block Bicycle Riders of America.
Yeah.
It seems to me that, she probably made the right decision.
She's so politically correct. She's so inclusive. The fact that she did not pick a gay man because he was a gay man, and she did not pick a Jewish man because he was a Jewish man. But other than that, she's really inclusive.
Yes.
She's a DEI dream.
You know, I mean, after all, you know, I've been a longtime friend of the LGBT community.
Right.
So, well said.
And if there's a quadruple amputee that was running, and I wouldn't have picked him.
I wouldn't have picked him.
Because he was a quad amputee.
Yeah.
Get a gay Jewish man.
She is so mockable. She really is.
As I think it was Harry Enten at CNN says, every time she opens her mouth, her poll numbers drop.
6:43 right now. Talk radio 680 WCBM traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
There's fog in the valley on the JFX at Broxton Road.
And not too bad, at least on ground level. But if you're traveling the top of the trees, you got a little different problem. But that's a situation, you know, we don't say anything about. JFX south of Northern Parkway, the lanes are still clear. Beltway is filled in now. 795 to Frederick Road, that's typical. We're a little slow on the northeast side now at Hartford Road. And the morning backups have now begun. And we're at least 20-minute delays southbound with the heavy traffic at both the Harbor Tunnels. Earlier wreck, Route 32 westbound between 198 and the Parkway. City Police about 15 minutes ago with the wreck, Pulaski Highway at Highland Avenue over on the east side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, muggy, foggy this morning, high near 80, chance of late day showers and storms just like yesterday. Tonight's low 67, showers and storms again likely tomorrow. And right now 65 and cloudy in Severn, 66 in Baltimore City. Time to head up to the Chuck Wagon, latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Bill Johnson.
By the way, I love you in The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, you were great, man. The Cowardly Lion. I love that.
What role did he play? One of the flying monkeys.
Just couldn't get off the ground.
He needed like five pairs of wings.
That's nice.
Just to hover an inch.
Excuse me. Now we're getting personal.
America has a new top-selling beer. It's overtaken Bud Light.
Ooh, I know.
And it's also maintained a lead over its rival, Modelo Especial.
Ooh.
You know? Which is it?
Mick Ultra.
Yes, you are right. How did you know that?
I drank it.
You drank it? You like the Mick Ultra?
Yeah, always have.
All right.
Wow.
And the Mick Ultra Zero, that's the non-alcoholic version, by the way.
Right. But I don't drink that.
Yeah.
I just want to point that out.
Exactly. Yeah, so Mick Ultra is the new number one beer in America.
What's the deal with the Zero beer? It's like kissing your sister.
Yeah.
Well, some guys like the taste of beer, but they can't drink the alcohol. Yeah. But even though there's a trace amount of alcohol in the beer, still.
Yeah.
But don't get a soda and shut up.
Well, if you like the taste of beer, you know, and some people do. I mean, crabs and beer. I can't eat crabs without beer. Just can't do it. And so, again, you can have the taste of beer all during your crab feast and never worry about driving home.
I like Pepsi with crabs.
Okay.
All right.
M&M's, the lineup just got bigger.
How about Pepsi Light?
How about a little wine with your talk? Go ahead.
There's Pepsi Zero, too. Honey Roasted Peanuts flavored M&M's are now available at a store near you. So you like Honey Roasted Peanuts? Not just regular peanuts, but the Honey Roasted Peanut flavor.
They're
good. Moe's Southwest Grill debuts the new Moe Value Meal. Discounted combo meal includes junior burrito, side of queso, and fountain drink for under $10.
Junior burrito, didn't he play for the Rays?
Junior burrito.
Oh, it was the same thing.
Oh. Yeah. Anyway, no, Junior Seau, he's long gone.
He was a lightweight.
Well, as he was. Ever hear of the cannibal sandwich? You should know this, Mr. Bruce.
No, I have not.
Because it's based out of Wisconsin.
Okay.
All right. The cannibal sandwich is in Wisconsin, especially featuring raw ground beef served in a single slice of rye bread topped with raw onions.
Yeah. Well, it's basically a steak tartare.
Yeah.
Right. Tartare.
Or carpaccio, as some call it. Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Carpaccio. Yeah. Vincente Carpaccio is a tenor. He has sang in the Metropolitan Opera for a number of years.
I saw him once on stage. His pants fell off.
But, some say he sounded like raw beef. That's why he got the mock.
That's how.
It's like meatloaf.
We're following along here, folks.
But hope two out of three ain't bad.
Hope you're taking notes, because we're sure not.
Yes, it was Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Yes, it was. Baby, we can talk all night. Hope this ain't going to do work.
Cannibal sandwich has roots in German immigration to Wisconsin, introduced a similar dish of raw pork and onion served on a half roll. That's how it all started.
Yeah.
So it's raw meat is what it is.
Yeah, we'll not be eating the raw pork.
No, I don't I don't eat anything raw.
No. Really?
It's got to be cooked.
Other than
except
this show.
Some vegetables and fruits, of course. But,
Cheerios?
Cheerios are processed.
But you cook them first before you eat them?
No.
Really?
Yeah, but they're not raw. They're already processed.
Well, what about oatmeal?
No, I don't eat oatmeal. Oats are for horses. I kid you not.
For long.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they want to fatten up a horse, they feed it oats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So our bodies aren't
what happened.
Our bodies aren't really good with oats. We don't process oats good.
And Chuck and I were sitting here thinking, we're eating oatmeal to get healthy. And here you are saying, don't eat oatmeal because it'll make you fat.
Yeah, exactly.
Why didn't you tell me 25 pounds ago?
I should have. But you didn't ask. You didn't ask.
I don't eat oatmeal. Oatmeal's nothing but a bowl of mush.
Look, I would have interrupted Chuck, but I can't get that feed bag off his face.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm going to tell something, Mr. Cook.
All right, Chuck. See you in a couple.
It's going to be one of those shows, folks.
Yes, it is. 6:49.
Go eat your oatmeal, Bruce.
11 minutes now before the hour is 7 o'clock. And Kamala is back at it again.
Yeah, she is.
Just a couple of weeks after the assassination of Charlie Kirk.
Well, this is one of the more astounding things that she revealed to us yesterday in her release of 107 excuses why it's everybody else's fault. And that is that we've had Democrats telling us almost ad nauseum, Trump is a fascist, Trump is a fascist, Trump is Hitler, Trump is a fascist, Trump is Hitler. I mean, this has been going on now for quite some time. Turns out we were all wrong. According to Kamala, Trump is not a fascist. He's a commie.
Right now we are dealing with, as I called him at my speech on the ellipse, a tyrant. We used to compare the strength of our democracy to communist dictators. That's what we're dealing with right now in Donald Trump. And these titans of industry are not speaking up.
Two thoughts. Well, thought number one, she's very quick to dub President Trump a communist dictator, but she'll never mention that of Zohran Mamdani.
Right.
Two, her own father was a Marxist professor. Economics professor.
Yeah, she knows he's not a fascist.
Right. So, just incredible.
Yes.
Someone please make this person go away?
Well, we'll have more excerpts from Kamala Harris's brilliant treatise coming up during the show.
We can't wait. The best of morning drive available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook and Rumble pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
Hey, this is Mackenzie Frost from Fox 45 News. Join me every Thursday on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, where we talk about the major topic I'll be covering on Fox 45 News In Depth with Mackenzie Frost. Every Thursday, I go in depth on the most important news stories impacting Baltimore and Maryland. Now you get an inside look at what I've uncovered before the show starts. Don't miss out and tune in for The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott Thursdays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, both Nexstar and Sinclair decided not to carry Jimmy Kimmel last night, so a total of 66 television stations
in many major markets
said no thanks, and so that's got to impact the ratings.
Yeah, you would think. I mean, his ratings are already down 24% from peak. This is before he got temporarily suspended. This will go away. He'll be gone from his job, I would estimate, within 18 months. It's just a matter of how they make it happen. Maybe they'll do a Rachel Maddow with him, as I noted yesterday, and have him come in for once-a-week specials or something. They'll figure out an exit strategy and make it happen quietly.
Yeah.
So, listen, by the way, this is interesting information we should have passed along earlier, and this is something Chuck can confirm for us. Marty passes along that in Brooksville, they have the Whitaker, which is kind of like the cannibal sandwich. They have the Whitaker. It's a pound of ground chuck stuffed between two oversized buns. And we thank you very much, Marty, for confirming what we
are. Are those buns fully mature?
Apparently.
Yeah.
You know, apparently. They've risen to an astounding, I mean, the size of those buns.
Yes. It's like 21 bun salute.
That's right. So it's 6:53.
You guys work on this together the last 10 minutes?
Talk Radio, 680 WCBM. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so here's what's going to happen next. I'm going to get a stooge to come in and sit next to me so I can play off of him.
Okay. Do I get to play the stooge in this scenario, by the way?
You need one more, then you have three stooges.
I gave you the line, Mr. Casey.
I took it.
You were such a genius. I am so impressed. Honest to God, I'm ready to throw up.
Oh, go ahead.
Northbound 95, not officially in the right lane yet. Soon, very soon, at Route 24 in Harford County. It gonna happen any time now, boy. I can tell you that. So we're already backed up before Route 24 northbound. City police with the wreck. Pulaski Highway at Highland Avenue. Both the tunnels now. 20-minute delays and building on 95 and 895. 695 has all the normal delays. And already this morning, starting early this last couple of weeks, the backup on I-97 southbound is already there at the split at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, muggy, foggy, with a chance of late-day showers or storms. 80 today, down to 67 tonight. Tomorrow, showers and storms continue as well. Cloudy, 63 right now in Bel Air, 65 in Millersville. Just another day in public schools in Maryland, this time in Baltimore County Public Schools. Without addressing any specifics, the Baltimore County Public School System told parents in a letter last Friday, quote, "We take threats seriously," end of quote. That message comes as Baltimore County Police continue investigating an alleged hit list reportedly tied to a sixth grader at Sparrows Point Middle School. Wow. Screenshots of what appear to be text messages with an 11-year-old, which Fox 45 got a hold of, seemingly detailed plans to shoot 14 classmates and then himself. After listing their names, one message reads, quote, "I must kill them. It's the only way. I'm preparing to do something big, maybe in a couple of weeks or a couple of months," end of quote. Of course, parents got none of that. None of that from the Baltimore County Public School System or the Baltimore County PD. Attorney John Turnbull of the Turnbull Brockmeyer Group, he said he got a message, screenshot sent to him from a concerned parent, and so he decided to share his information with his 40,000 Facebook followers. And here's what he said.
Parents are telling us that they're getting a stone wall. The school is hiding behind privacy. The police department is saying that there's no credible threat. And parents are feeling like they're not getting enough information to make decisions on their own and for their children.
Yeah, I bet. When you're getting these cryptic messages from the school system and nothing from Baltimore County Police Department. In fact, one of the parents that contacted Turnbull's law group says their child's name was on the list.
One parent, and this is horrifying, one parent found out about this hit list from our page and then subsequently found out that their child was on the hit list.
Well, that's reassuring, isn't it? Yeah. Now, what's even more scary is no response from Baltimore County Public Schools or Baltimore County PD.
Not a single call from the school, not a single call from the police. That is an absolute abdication of their responsibility as caretakers of the community and as educators of our community to communicate those types of things.
School system says
what
it can't.
What excuse for not getting?
Yeah. Well, here's what they say. They can't share whether any disciplinary action has been taken, citing privacy laws. Meanwhile, Baltimore County PD only willing to say detectives with our threat management team have determined there's no credible threat regarding this incident. Okay. Well, I don't know. A child. And this is the kind of thing where we discover usually after 14 kids have been shot up. Oh, there was a list? There was a hit list?
Yeah.
How come nobody spotted it? And here we have credible evidence. I believe it's credible evidence. I don't know what Baltimore County PD is looking at. And maybe they're concluding the kid has psych problems. We understand it's an 11-year-old. We understand now that person has been identified and placed on a 90-day suspension. And Turnbull says that that's good, but still, we're not getting enough information from authorities.
Look, everyone knows who it is. It's not going to really be, it's not a secret. So in the macro, don't we say to the community, yes, he's in counseling, you know, we're going to get him better. That is really not a violation of his privacy.
No, it isn't. Yeah. And again, parents also say a classmate is the one who turned the list over to school principal. But again, you say, say something, and this classmate did, and then they tried to hide it. They tried to cover it up. I don't know what's going on, who's running these schools, whether it's gangbangers in schools that are raping kids or you know, people that are accused of murder that are sitting next to you, your child in classroom. Now we've got a hit list. If it wasn't for the Turnbull-Brockmeyer Law Group, we may not have never known about it.
Yeah.
6:59, time for this important word.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And if you're thinking about selling your home in this shifting market, my number one recommendation is contact Vinnie Steele. If you've tried selling your home and it didn't sell, and maybe your contract is now expired, the listing's out, please call Vinnie Steele, a Maryland real estate expert. He makes buying and selling your home so simple. You see, the real estate agent you choose, especially right now, matters, and I strongly suggest you choose Vinnie Steele. Vinnie has the capability of buying or selling simple, offering multiple cash offers to you the most money for your home. You know, call Vinnie or go online, see for yourself. His stats are really very impressive. That's over 10,000, 700 buyers in waiting, and he sells homes almost three times faster than the average agent, and for more money as well. That's great stuff. Vinnie Steele, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Addressing the UN, President Trump held nothing back, telling General Assembly delegates their countries are being ruined by mass migration. It's being promoted and funded by the UN. It was a wide-ranging address yesterday, the president once again demanding that Hamas release all of the hostages and do so now.
Speaking to world leaders at the UN General Assembly, the president said the time for partial releases is over. He called on Hamas to immediately release all hostages, both living and dead.
Release the hostages now. Just release the hostages now.
He also criticized several countries for recognizing a Palestinian state, which he called a reward to Hamas for its October 7th attacks in Israel. Greg Plugston, Washington.
While at the UN, President Trump also met with his Ukrainian counterpart.
Volodymyr Zelensky came to New York and found President Trump, this time giving him and his country high praise and an unprecedented claim that it could eventually force Russia out. After their meeting, he posted, "I think Ukraine, with the support of the European Union, is in a position to fight and win all of Ukraine back in its original form." After their talks, Mr. Zelensky suggested what the U.S. president had said amounted to a significant shift.
The BBC's Tom Bateman. As he was convicted of trying to assassinate then-presidential candidate Trump last year in Florida, Ryan Ruth tried to stab himself in the neck with a pen. Mayhem erupted in the courtroom before officers got things back under control. Ruth is facing life in prison. He'll be sentenced in December. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. Dow futures are down a dozen points, while the NASDAQ futures 69 points higher, and the S&P futures are up 9 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Nearly 2 years ago, terrorists murdered over 1,200 innocent Israelis and took 250 hostage. Today, the cries of the dead and dying seem drowned out by the shouts of anti-Semitic hatred. The most brutal attack on the Jewish people since the Holocaust is already fading from memory. Yet as the world tries to look away, a light breaks through the darkness. Christians are speaking out in love and support for Israel. United in faith, they will boldly stand with Israel this October, joining a growing movement, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, Flags of Fellowship. Fellowship. Flags of Fellowship unites churches all over America, planting over 1 million Israeli flags across our land. Together, we will combat hate and the scourge of anti-Semitism one flag at a time, and through our prayers, we can save lives, bring hope, and be part of seeing a brighter future unfold. This October, please join this historic movement by donating your flag today. Raise your voice, declare your stand, and show the world that Israel is not alone. Visit ifcj.org. That's ifcj.org.
Good morning. It's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
The inner loop is now slowing from I-70 Security Boulevard up through Liberty Road. I don't see anything at Liberty Road, but it's in that area where the construction is. So if there is a problem, there's no shoulder available. The outer loop now is slowing, crossing Liberty Road. So a little concerned that there may be something ongoing here. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. The southbound traffic after Liberty Road is actually moving better. So there may be something between Windsor Mill Road and Liberty Road that they're looking at. So we'll try to pinpoint that, see exactly what it is. Both the tunnels now up to a 25-minute delay on 95 South and also into the Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, muggy and a little foggy to begin, followed by another round of late day showers and a few storms, otherwise still warm with highs close to 80. A few showers tonight, mostly cloudy with lows back in the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temps still in the 60s pretty much everywhere. Baltimore as warm as it gets, 69. Reisterstown has 64. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Baltimore County Police investigating reported threats shared online by an 11-year-old student at Spiros Point Middle in Edgemere. Police say officers and detectives within the department's behavioral assessment unit have been working with school officials and the child's parents to assess the situation. Anne Arundel County Police have arrested a suspect in connection with a deadly shooting in Hanover. Marquise Davis allegedly shot and killed DeAndre Sims on September 14th at Fredericks Road and Taylor's Hill Lane. According to police, Sims was getting into his car when Davis allegedly confronted him and fired into the vehicle. Police believe the shooting was targeted, and Davis is charged with first and second degree murder. A Baltimore man has been indicted for a quadruple shooting at a Baltimore County hookah lounge. Alfred Jacobs Jr. facing four felony counts, including first-degree murder in the May 2nd shooting of the Azuz Hookah Lounge in Woodlawn. Elijah Lambach died the day after the shooting. Three other victims survived. Prosecutors believe there may have been other shooters, but Jacobs is the only person who has been arrested. And a Pennsylvania man faces multiple criminal and traffic charges after a deadly incident on Deep Creek Lake. Ricky Wise was operating a UTV on the frozen lake in February when the vehicle broke through the ice and his passenger became trapped in the submerged wreckage. David Linsenbigler was pulled from the icy water and taken to the hospital where he died the next day. It's 7:05 at WCBM. Coming up next, of course, is Stein on Sports. Pick 3 Lottery, 222. Pick 4 Lottery, 8528.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Dean Kramer was on it again last night for the Orioles.
Dean Kramer trying to get through five shutout to a 2-4 Fiducia. And another beautiful splitter to put him away. Second strikeout for Dean.
And the location is absolutely perfect.
Indeed it was. Kevin Brown with the call, as well as Big Ben on Masson. Kramer, in fact, would get through six in the third shutout before the bullpen took over to complete a 6-0 whitewash of the Rays at Camden Yards. And Kramer's mastery of the Rays, according to Tampa Bay manager Kevin Cash, is nothing new.
He's always thrown really well against us. I mean, good pitcher with good stuff, good cutter, the split, and then the two different fastballs, but kind of more of the same from what we've seen him over the last couple seasons.
In fact, 11 career starts for Kramer against Tampa Bay, a career mark of 5-1 and a 164 earned run average. Being 1-2 right now as Lamar Jackson sits with a 9-0 touchdown to interception ratio feels impossible. But losses to two of the NFL's elite in Buffalo and Detroit are real, and so was Detroit's defensive strategy Monday night to limit Lamar, as he explains in the postgame.
I was doing stunts, and they had a spy, and sometimes the spy was, they was grabbing my leg, and that's just what it was.
Ravens could do nothing about that spy. 7 sacks against Lamar, 39 lost yardage. Ravens first team to score 110 points in first 3 games and be under 500. Lamar is the first quarterback in NFL history to account for 10 total touchdowns in the first 3 games and be under 500. Coming up in 30 minutes, controversy at the Ryder Cup. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410 WCBM 680, 1-800 WCBM 680. That is the number you can call to connect and discuss what we have been talking about so far this morning. You can email us at themorningdrive at WCBM.com. Text into the show using free WCBM mobile app. That Foreigner bump, just remind me, they're touring again.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're coming out, I think, in the next... summer tour, I believe. So, yeah, love Foreigner. I wonder if Lou Gramm, though, is going to be with him, because he can barely sing at this point.
Anyway, opening act is Herman and the Hermits.
We got to cut off on a tangent there. Top stories coming up in this hour include Matt Dowd. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Former Bushy. That was booted off of MSDNC. He's whining. You know, what about me? Did the UN sabotage President Trump? I don't think there's any doubt in my mind. We'll take a look at the evidence. But the Secret Service has uncovered a plot. This is our top story up in New York City, and this was a significant plot.
This is an amazing story. It really is. What happened is the FBI was going after a bunch of swatters. These are the people who, you know, decide they're going to call somebody and say, right here at my next door neighbor's house, he's armed and dangerous, and go get him, and blah, blah, blah. And they swat people in that fashion. And of course, there's no problem with the next door neighbor's house. They just want to cause the guy inconvenience. However, when they were looking for the swatters, they came across something much larger than that. That the New York City was surrounded by servers, electronic servers, as in the ability to make telephone calls, get on the internet, etc., etc.
The Secret Service, investigating these swatting calls, traced these phone signals down to a number of locations in basically a circle, a 35-mile donut around New York City. And when they hit these apartments, they found 300 servers connected to 100,000 SIM cards. This machinery was able to, on command, put out 300 million phone calls within 12 minutes.
Yeah, that's the voice of John Miller, a former police official and expert on domestic terrorism. He says, though, that this was not a domestic terrorist issue.
There's something more behind this, because as they started to examine who those, some of those SIM cards, they've got a lot to go through with 100,000, have been communicating with, they found foreign agents from hostile foreign powers, including China, talking to criminal organizations, including Mexican drug cartels, along with swatters, along with terrorist organizations.
He says this is a massive electronic threat. Imagine 300 million telephone calls all being placed at the same time, what that would do to your ability to connect A to B.
Whoever built this network of hubs was either a hostile foreign power or some criminal genius who decided to give them a massive switchboard with incredible power.
Yeah, and he said that when they got to those locations, what the Secret Service found was an empty room lined with servers. There's no furniture, there's no dishes in the dishwasher, nothing. They walk in, it's empty except server after server after server after server. Imagine having the UN in session and you have the capacity of placing 300 million telephone calls as something is happening at the UN, completely fouling up the ability for anybody to get there to help because a call wouldn't get through to the police department. This is dangerous stuff, folks. More on that coming up as we have the story developed behind us at 7:13 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
We had mentioned earlier the backup was there early on I-97 southbound at Route 32, and now there is a wreck. Both shoulders, left side and right side, after Route 32 and before the bridge at 178. So all the lanes are open, but they're looking at it, and very quickly now we're going to back up north of there. Yeah, we're already backed up as you're coming down the hill from Benfield Boulevard. So that's on I-97, Route 32. We'll get a backup there as well as you're heading east. All the lanes are open, just kind of keep up the pace, and then after that we're good towards the bridge at 178 and eventually into Annapolis. There is a new wreck on Route 100 westbound right around the ramp area at Washington Boulevard. They may be off the roadway already, but definitely the heads up for the flashing lights. Beltway locally, all the normal delays, both the tunnels are right there now. 20 to 25 minute delays southbound construction, Harford County, northbound 95 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We start off muggy and foggy this morning, and then again a chance of late day showers and storms, 80. Tonight cloudy, 67, and the showers and storms can continue into tomorrow as well. It's cloudy right now, 70 in Ocean City, 65 in Middle River. And time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
So the president yesterday in New York City for the United Nations General Assembly, as he addressed the body and was there for meetings on the Arab Gaza summit, also with Zelensky and Putin and the war between Russia and Ukraine. But it was a tough start to the day for the president when he and Melania tried to get on the escalator and it abruptly stopped, leaving them stalled and vulnerable. In addition, the teleprompter quit while the president was delivering his speech. Now, Secret Service is demanding answers, saying they believe that the president may have been sabotaged.
These are the two things I got from the United Nations, a bad escalator and a bad teleprompter. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, the Times of London had reported just several days ago that UN staff members, quote, have joked they may turn off the escalators and elevators and simply tell him they ran out of money, so he has to walk up the stairs, end of quote. We have Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt saying if someone at the UN intentionally stopped the escalator as the President and First Lady were stepping on it, they need to be fired and investigated immediately. There's an attempt, I think, to embarrass President Trump.
But sure.
And I think that that's got to be, they have to be held accountable, especially if the Secret Service is planning on those escalators moving briskly. You know, when they stop and the president's standing there, he has two choices. Well, you know, the Secret Service can surround him, or he continue walking up the steps, which just slow his ascent and makes him pretty much a sitting duck.
Yeah.
Either way, it's problematic, to be sure. At the UN, the president said after getting to know and fully understand the Ukraine-Russian military and economic situation, after seeing the economic trouble it is causing Russia, I think Ukraine, with the support of the EU, is in position to fight and win all of Ukraine back in its original form. That is a remarkable change in what the president has said before. Maybe you have to give up some territory before. Now he says they can win it all back. He says, with time, patience, and financial support of Europe, in particular NATO, the original borders from where this war started, is very much an option. And he's saying Russia has also got problems as well. And even members of NATO are buying Russian oil, which is absurd. Think about it. They're worried about this war in Europe, and they're fueling and funding the war. Does that tell you anything you need to know? Like, the globalists want military action? They want U.S. boots on the ground? That's not going to happen. But President Trump did say yesterday, what happens if Russia does invade the airspace of NATO countries?
Do you think that NATO countries should shoot down Russian aircraft if they enter their airspace?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. That would not, that could certainly be a spark as well. Ryan Ruth, the second attempted assassin of President Trump, was found guilty yesterday on all charges immediately after the verdict was delivered. He attempted to stab himself in the neck with a pen, but was stopped by his attorneys and others in the courtroom. President Trump reacting to Ruth's guilty verdict.
It was really well handled, and it's very important. You can't let things like that happen. Nothing to do with me, but a president or even a person, you can't allow that to happen.
The Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem reacting to a chilling tweet from Gavin Newsom's press office that threatened her and panicked her family. She was on with Sean Hannity the other night. Again, we'll get you the tweet here in just a second. Governor Newsom tweeted out, "Kristi Noem is going to have a bad day today. You're welcome, America." Kind of cryptic.
Yeah.
You know, not specific saying why.
Mean?
And she said she found that to be really menacing.
Well, it was cryptic, and it was really menacing. I would say, Sean, it immediately panicked my family and friends. Within, I would say, a couple of minutes of that being posted, I started to get text messages and phone calls, family, my kids, saying, "Are you okay, Mom? You know, are you fine?" They know the threats that I've had. They know the threats that they've had, the things that have happened to them because of politicians like this that say things and somebody grabs onto them that has an agenda. The cartels and criminals that have threatened our family already. So when you get a post like that by a governor, immediately, you know, my staff and family think, what is going on? What does he mean? And we're trying to figure it out. So, you know, this is a day and age where we've always known that words matter, but there's been real consequences that we have realized that have happened to incredible people like Charlie that we'll have to live with forever. And I hope we all learn from that. I hope we all learn that it's time to start listening to each other, having civil discourse, and stop ridiculous, irresponsible posts like Governor Newsom put out there.
U.S. Attorney for Central District of California, Bill Asaley, saying he is looking at a veiled or direct threat against senior government officials. He said it will not be tolerated. Newsom is now saying he meant when his law passed requiring ICE agents to mask up, that was going to be a bad day for Kristi Noem. Well, he should have said that.
Yeah.
Especially in this environment. President Trump told Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries to go pound sand after they begged for a meeting while trying to shut down the government, he revealed their full insane demands for keeping government open. That's the reason why he is not treating them seriously. That's today, 248 in the golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
YMCA. It's fun to stay to go. YMCA. All right, 7:21, 21 minutes after the hour. You know, I was talking to my wife the other day, and she's really hit the ground. It's time for a new fridge. I mean, this one is is about 20 years old, and it's small, and she's getting tired of some of the shelves. So I said, well, you know, let's go over to Town Appliance, and they're right there in Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Let me tell you, I walked into their showroom, and I saw they got name brand appliances. They got appliances for every kind of budget, and, you know, I felt like a kid in a candy store if you're looking for appliances. There's nothing like an appliance store, and I've not seen one like this before. And I met with Mayor and Mayor. Yes, they're both named Mayor. Either one are great guys. They're super knowledgeable about your appliance needs. They'll find you exactly what you need, and they keep your budget in mind as well. And by the way, they have a price match, so if you find a lower price somewhere else, they'll match that price. And look, they specialize in great, and I mean great, customer service. They're open Monday, Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, Sundays, 12 to 4. They are closed on Saturday. So if your spouse is hitting around, it's time for an upgrade, you know, you better earn those brownie points now. Head over to Town Appliance or check them out anytime at townappliance.com.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM 723, Wednesday morning. On the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, they just stopped traffic for about 2 or 3 minutes here at I-97 right after Route 32 because we had vehicles in the median, so vehicles on the right side. So they took the vehicles from the median and moved everybody over to the right. Now you have, let's see, one, two, at least three, maybe four vehicles involved. One is a tanker truck. I don't think there's any leak or anything. The fire department is not there yet, but the state police are there. So everything's on the right shoulder. We're getting two lanes by. It's affecting Route 32. It's backing up I-97 as you're traveling south from Benfield Boulevard. So right now, from the tail end of all of that, to go by the accident scene, I would think maybe 10 to 15 minutes for both of the roadways as you're coming south. Definitely a visual delay for the traffic there. Howard County, the wreck is westbound Route 100 near the ramp at Washington Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday. It'll be muggy and a foggy start to the day this morning, and then a little bit later on, 80 for the high, chance of late day showers and storms just like yesterday. 67 for the low tomorrow, showers and storms even more likely. Right now, cloudy, 65 in Bel Air, 66 in Severn. You're up to date here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
But of course, Kamala Harris has reintroduced her book, or herself with her book, you know, 107 Excuses Why It's Everybody Else's Fault. And she hopes to be the nominee for the Democrats come 2028. Another individual on the list of wannabe Democrats is the governor of Pennsylvania, just to our north, Josh Shapiro. Kristen Walker had the opportunity to sit down with him.
Are you disappointed, though, that she seems to be characterizing this decision-making process, invoking your name and some of the other contenders?
Look, I haven't read her book.
Yeah, well, you know, it's fair enough to simply say he hasn't read her book. He really can't comment on exactly what she had to say on that particular issue.
Do you agree with her assessment that it was reckless for President Biden's inner circle not to intervene?
Well, again, she can
explain what she means by that. I really can't comment on that. And again, I haven't read the book.
Huh, interesting. So apparently he's not read the book is the first thing we're getting, the first piece of insight as to what kind of definitive answers we might be expecting from Governor Shapiro come the presidential campaign to handle a few years from now. Again, more with Kristen Walker on Kamala's lack of action on Biden. She was in the inner circle, you know. She knew, Sean, what was going on. She knew, she says afterwards, that, well, we knew that this guy wasn't up to it. And the lack of action in his inner circle and forcing him out sooner would have given her a much better opportunity. So Kristen Walker asked Josh Shapiro, would that not have helped you, not have helped the Democrats?
Do you think that former Vice President Harris needs to explain to the American people the extent to which she may or may not have taken her own concerns?
I think that's a question for her. She obviously wrote a book about it, and I'm sure she'll get out and explain her thinking.
So what we gained from this interview, by the way, was one sure piece of knowledge about the governor of Pennsylvania and Kamala Harris and exactly how they interact one with another. She writes a book, and he says very clearly,
I mean, look, I haven't read her book. Look, I haven't read her book. She can explain what she means by that. I really can't comment on that. And again, I haven't read the book. I think that's a question for her. She obviously wrote a book about it, and I'm sure she'll get out and explain her thinking. I don't think it's for me to give advice. I think it's up to Democratic Party to decide who they think is best to lead us forward.
In other words, in the words of Josh Shapiro,
I haven't read her book.
Yes, so there you go, folks. That is the definitive answer from Josh Shapiro on any of the issues he was quizzed on when it comes to a potential rival in 2020.
I'm just curious as to why he's taking this tack, though, this path. Is it A, because he doesn't believe Kristen Welker's characterization of what was written in the book or said in the book, and he would rather hear it from Kamala herself? I don't plan, it doesn't sound to me like he plans to read the book.
No.
Because obviously she snubbed him, along with Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah.
Because Pete was gay and Josh was Jewish.
That's right. Can't get the gay guy, not the Jewish guy. So we're going to find somebody who's really acceptable and manly. Let's get the guy from Minnesota.
He did say, not in that interview, in another interview, that she has a lot of explaining to do as to being front and center for the Biden cognitive decline and kind of allowing it to just, you know, go on.
Yeah. And as to whether or not she addressed that in the book, what do we know, Sean?
I have to read the book.
That's right.
I just have not. And here, I don't plan to read the book. I'll add that too. I haven't read the book. I don't plan to read the book because we know it's going to be filled with word salads. And again, I've had enough of those during her campaign.
Yeah, she, with the release of the book, by the way, she's also released her reading the book aloud. And it's...
That's called an audiobook.
Yeah, an audiobook. And it is horrible. Well, it's not that somebody else is writing. I mean, she is actually narrating
She's
her own
narrating.
Book.
Oh, yeah. Does she cackle during the book? Like when she says Kamala laughs, does she give us that cackle?
Well, I don't know, Sean. I haven't listened to the book.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure.
729, and if you find yourself, you're 62 years of age or over, and maybe you've miscalculated your retirement expenses, maybe that those retirement funds aren't lasting as long as you'd hoped. Maybe you've had some unexpected medical expenses, or maybe just, you know, the double whammy of COVID and 4 years of Biden, you're still trying to dig out. Then the reverse mortgage might be something that you would want to consider. It's not for everybody, but it does work for a lot of people, and that's why I highly recommend you contact the Reverse Mortgage Answer Man, Mark McVeary, 410-788-7070. He'll come out to your home or even over the phone like he did for me. He took about 45 minutes to answer all my questions for a member of my family as to how the reverse mortgage works and, you know, again, who it might benefit. And all your questions will be asked, so you won't have to worry about other people mischaracterizing the reverse mortgage. Just call Mark today. Get answers. 410-788-7070. 410-788-7070. It's 7:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore County Police investigating reported threats shared online by an 11-year-old student at Sparrows Point Middle School in Edgemere. Police say officers and detectives with the department's behavioral assessment unit have been working with school officials and the child's parents to assess the situation. Investigators say any potential or perceived threats have been mitigated and there is no danger to the school community. The investigation remains active and police are reminding families that making threats is a serious matter. Attleboro County police have arrested a suspect in connection with a deadly shooting in Hanover. Marquis Davis allegedly shot and killed DeAndre Sims on September 14th at Fredericksburg Road and Taylor's Hill Lane. According to police, Sims was getting into his car when Davis allegedly confronted him and fired into the vehicle. Police believe the shooting was targeted and that Davis is charged now with first and second degree murder. A Pennsylvania man faces multiple criminal and traffic charges after a deadly incident on Deep Creek Lake that happened this past February. Ricky Wise was operating a UTV on the frozen lake in February when the vehicle broke through the ice. His passenger became trapped in the submerged wreckage. David Linsenbigler was pulled from the icy waters and taken to a hospital where he died the next day. Investigators say Wise had a blood alcohol level above the legal limit and was illegally riding a UTV on the ice. The charges against him include negligent homicide by motor vehicle while under the influence. His trial is set for October 7th. The Maryland Department of Transportation will be meeting with officials in Frederick County today as part of its statewide investment tour. The meeting is scheduled to start at 6 p.m. at Winchester Hall in Frederick, and the public is invited to attend. MDOT representatives will be on hand to share and receive feedback on the draft consolidated transportation program for fiscal 2026 through 2031. Frederick County, the plan includes U.S. 15 safety improvement projects. It's 7:32 on WCBM in 60 seconds. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Here's the tale of the Daily Med Fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill. But those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in, cool as can be. Tap Good RX, saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. Deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang. That one little lab does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
You're great at protecting your data, but lots of places could still expose you to identity theft. If that happens, LifeLock gives you the U.S.-based restoration agent who will stick by your side from start to finish. Phone calls, filing documentation, preparing insurance claims. Your agent handles it all. In fact, they're so confident restoration is guaranteed or your money back. It's nice to have an expert like that on your side. Save up to 40% off your first year with promo code Beck at LifeLock.com. That's LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Pick three, lottery number 222. Pick 4, 8528. And now traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
This is a big delay with this wreck on I-97 right after Route 32. Everybody's off to the right shoulder now. There are three, maybe four vehicles involved before there and the bridge at 178. So everybody's open now. But get this, the backup on I-97 is all the way back to New Cut Road and may be working its way back towards the ramp at Route 100. So if you're going south right now, that's very close to 3, maybe 4 miles of backed up traffic. You might want to consider 100, go over and pick up Ritchie Highway and head south towards Annapolis that way. A lot of traffic light delays, but better than sitting in a multi-mile backup right now on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, muggy and a little foggy to begin, followed by another round of late day showers and a few storms, otherwise still warm with highs close to 80. A few showers tonight, mostly cloudy with lows back in the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greeven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Final homestand for the Birds as they close out a disappointing 2025. But if you're Baltimore, you might as well close it out with a bang.
Hauser hits this one high and deep to center field. That sounded good. It looked better. Colton Hauser with his second hit off a very difficult lefty, Ian Seymour.
Kevin Brown had the call en masse, and along with Big Ben McDonald, Couser's moonshot was the 16th of the year, a perfect complement to a nearly perfect outing from Dean Kramer, who went 6 1/3, just one hit allowed in a 6-0 shutout of the Rays. After the game, Couser on what he'll work on in the offseason for Baltimore.
Tuning in the approach, I think that's the big one. Cutting down some of the strikeouts and, taking the walks whenever I can. And, as of late, it's felt like, I might be trying to get like four hits and one at bat.
Well, you certainly can't do that. In fact, Hauser's strikeout rate of almost 39%, if he qualified with enough at bats, would be the highest in the major leagues. Elsewhere in baseball, the Tigers have collapsed. Yesterday, Daniel Schneeman with a two-run single for the Guardians. Guardians beating Detroit 5-2 was the final yesterday. If the Tigers end up losing the division, they had led that division by 15.5 games, it would be the biggest collapse in Major League Baseball history. Candid comments, as usual, from Ravens cornerback Marlon Humphrey in the postgame locker room on Monday night, oftentimes searching for words, but not when it came to assessing this Ravens defense so far in 2025.
We're just not very good. I think biggest thing on playing on the Ravens defense is the organization, the fans, they've seen greatness. So being bad, being good, really, it's just not the standard, I think.
Meanwhile, the Maryland football defense, though, has done the opposite. What a great picture they have painted so far. They are tied for the lead in the country, only allowing 10 points per game. Here's head coach Mike Locksley on managing that success through the bye week.
I think how we manage success is as important as how we manage adversity. And, the only way we know how to do it is based on our standards, the things that they said that they wanted as a team.
And one of the things that they said they did want was to be recognized as a contender in the Big Ten this season. And finally, the Ryder Cup controversy. Actual play begins Friday, but the controversy surrounding player pay, not for the Europeans, but for the Americans getting paid for the first time ever. All 12 of the American players, plus Captain Keegan Bradley, are being given $500,000 this year, with $300,000 already put aside as a charitable donation. It's up to each player to decide what to do with the extra cash. So far, Scotty Scheffler, Patrick Cantlay, and Xander Schauffele said on Tuesday they would be donating their earnings. The time now is 7:37. When we return, we head back to Kalamazoo.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Berrien County, to be exact, in Kalamazoo, Michigan. This is the story that we told you about the other day. I think it was on Monday. The obese high school football player, the junior varsity player who basically crushed other kid.
And broke his spine.
Broke his spine in two places. The guy, he'll be okay, but apparently his football career is over. Anyway, what we were talking about on Monday was that he wasn't being punished. But apparently now, according to the Kalamazoo newspaper, he is going to be punished. The punishment isn't going to be divulged because of quote-unquote privacy issues, but
I don't understand that. This was a public act.
Correct.
That everybody saw, and you're going to hide behind the veil of privacy.
Right. I totally don't get that at all. And he hasn't even been named.
And because he's probably a juvenile. He's probably under 18.
Okay. Well, yeah, he is. He's 15 years old.
Right.
But, I mean, this thing was just ridiculous. It was like like a wrestler coming off the top rope for crying out loud.
Yeah. And the kid is massive.
Do we know how much? I'm guessing 350.
They didn't release that. They haven't released anything. His name, his weight, his punishment, et cetera.
Yeah. You know what? Frankly, though, it'd be not all that tricky to find out which kid that is.
I know.
You know what team he's playing him on.
He wants
some more homework for you there, buddy.
I know. Yeah. I can't do that.
More work for you, man.
I would guess it was 350 pounds to 150.
Yeah.
Double his weight, more.
Yeah, it was sick. All right, well, at least he's being held accountable, we think.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. In an historic speech yesterday at the United Nations, President Trump called them all out. The globalists, the socialists, the internationalists, the drug traffickers, the Sharia purveyors, the jihadists. The whole leftist elite class was put on notice that they're not going to get away with it, trying to impose their darkness of totalitarianism upon the entire world. I think it was Trump at his best. He was unruffled. He was defiant. He was unafraid, unintimidated. He was focused, even though they tried to put him off his game with the escalator snafu, and then his teleprompter failed.
Yeah.
But he stuck right at him. And he said that he was there to protect the freedom of the American people and the well-being of the American people, to restore liberty and prosperity to not just America, but to their countries as well.
Not only is the UN not solving the problems it should too often, it's actually creating new problems for us to solve. The best example is the number one political issue of our time, the crisis of uncontrolled migration. It's uncontrolled. Your countries are being ruined. The United Nations is funding an assault on Western countries and their borders. In 2024, the UN budgeted $372 million in cash assistance to support an estimated 624,000 migrants journeying into the United States. Think of that. The UN is supporting people that are illegally coming into the United States, and then we have to get them out. The UN also provided food, shelter, transportation, and debit cards to illegal aliens. Can you believe that? On the way to infiltrate our southern border. Millions of people came through that southern border. Just a year ago, millions and millions of people were pouring in, 25 million altogether over the 4 years of the incompetent Biden administration. And now we have it stopped, totally stopped. In fact, they're not even coming anymore because they know they can't get through. But what took place is totally unacceptable.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. But you look at what's happened. France is gone. Germany is gone. England is gone. The Netherlands, gone. Only Hungary and Poland that are putting in, and Italy to some extent, mm-hmm. because of Maloney.
Yep.
Only they now have awakened, and they're doing what Trump has done. But the UN was helping to aid and abet our open borders here in the United States.
It's time to end the failed experiment of open borders. You have to end it now. Sid, I can tell you. I'm really good at this stuff. Your countries are going to hell.
And they have gone to hell. He also called out the UN for not helping him to negotiate end to any of the wars that he successfully has negotiated a peace deal with.
It's too bad that I had to do these things instead of the United Nations doing them. And sadly, in all cases, the United Nations did not even try to help in any of them.
Not one. And so it's not a very United Nations, is it? And then he called out NATO for helping to fuel and fund the war with Russia and Ukraine.
Inexcusably, even NATO countries have not cut off much Russian energy and Russian energy products, which, as you know, I found out about 2 weeks ago, and I wasn't happy. Think of it. They're funding the war against themselves. Who the hell ever heard of that one?
Really?
I mean, he was on it yesterday, and I know they didn't like to hear it, but they needed to hear it. They needed to hear a strong American president lay down the lumber.
Yeah,
and he told the cartels, quote, "To every terrorist thug smuggling poisonous drugs in the United States of America, please be warned, we will blow you out of existence." End of quote.
Fair enough.
He wasn't taking any prisoners yesterday.
And to the UN employees, who at least on the face of it looks like they deliberately tried to sabotage Donald Trump at the UN, may you find unemployment very uncomfortable. 743 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBN. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. All you have to do is a call right now. You got around 60 seconds. 410-WCBN-680 is our telephone number. First, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
And we're brought to you as a service of Barney's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. It looks like now there may be a problem on I-97 northbound coming up from Route 32. They're really slow climbing the hill towards Benfield Boulevard. And then up here at Benfield, there's not a lot of traffic coming north, so that may be a new problem. The southbound backup on I-97 has gone all the way back towards New Cut Road. It's improved a little bit, and all of that problem was an accident now on the shoulder on I-97 south of Route 32. But there's definitely something now on the northbound side coming up from Route 32 and getting up into that ramp
at Benfield Boulevard. Not exactly sure at this point exactly what it is, but we'll try to get a look and see if we get any word from the state police in that area. That's definitely a problem right now through there. Both the tunnels still sitting at about 20 to 25 minutes right now for the traffic in and around 895 and 95 southbound. And then on the Beltway, all the normal delays. Bel Air Road to Providence, the Interloop in Pikesville, and of course the west side is solid from 795 down through Frederick Road. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Let Bernie do it all. Check your antifreeze, your tires, your belts and hoses. 601 Back Riverneck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, muggy and foggy this morning, high near 80, chance of late day showers or storms, overnight cloudy, low about 67, right now 66 and cloudy in Parkville, 66 in Pasadena. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story and you will be the winner. And we've got a WCBM beer glass for you. Nice beer glass. You can put it in your freezer, frost it up, and enjoy a frozen adult beverage at some point. Mike in Eldersburg is our contestant. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'm going to go last.
All right, well, good luck to you.
Good luck, man.
Here are your stories. 91-year-old Pat Boone has weighed in on the Jimmy Kimmel controversy and saying that he's increasingly abused your freedom of speech. And said that Kimmel and Colbert could infect the airwaves and conscience of millions of watchers without regard to their differing and actually opposite views and beliefs. While networks and sponsors are paying you millions to entertain, amuse, and help them in their days feeling good, you've chosen to infect and insult the intelligence, strongly held political views and convictions, and increasing instances actual facts with your very personal freedom to say whatever you want. Pat's a little ticked off.
You think?
Story two. A teacher has been arrested for using poop spray in school. Cost the campus more than $50,000 in repairs. In August, a school district assured parents via email that inspections of the school gas lines, propane systems, and air quality revealed no dangers. However, officials now are attributing the odor to the teacher who was caught with poop spray on the school campus.
Where do you buy that?
From Maggie Hunter, I think.
You go to the poop house for men? What is that?
I'm not sure what that is.
Poop R Us.
But I think she'll know.
Poop R Us, very nice.
Speaking of which,
oh yeah,
Toys R Us.
Okay.
Expanding its brick-and-mortar comeback by doubling the number of stores it currently has in the United States. They're going to reopen and rebrand, but they're going to relocate in major urban areas instead. And they said they're going to focus on pricing, so it'll be much more affordable toys, and they're going to rebrand the store Toys Be Us. All right.
What was that last part?
You heard.
No.
Yeah.
All right. No. Pat Boone said that Kimmel and Colbert have infected their audiences. Story two, teacher arrested for poop spray. Story three, Toys R Us to rebrand and reopen as Toys Be Us. Bruce. Oh,
thank you very much, Sean.
Go ahead, champ.
Story number one is true. Story number two, although it may be true, it could just be they were taking the measurements in the boys' locker room. I don't know if you remember the high school boys' locker rooms, but whoa. Story number three.
What part?
Story number three, be fake news.
All right. Bruce goes for story three. Kristen?
I think I agree. Pat Boone does get political, and I could see one teacher making a dumb mistake. I say three. I mean, Toys R Us used to be, there was a big one in New York City, but I think that's a bad choice for them, and the name is stupid.
All right. Kristen also votes for story three. Chuck?
Three.
Chuck for three, and Mike?
We're going to make it unanimous this morning.
It's unanimous today. Story one, Pat Boone. Yeah, he did. He went after Kimmel and Colbert. That's a true story. Story number two is also true, making story number three our fake news story today. They are going to reopen and rebrand, but not as Toys Be Us.
Are they going to be in urban areas?
No.
Or is that fake? Was that
actually
fake?
They're going to be.
Seems like a bad choice.
They're going to be in Maryland. They're going to reopen at Arundel Mills.
Oh,
yeah. I saw that.
There was an absence open right here in this. They go right here next door to us.
In Owings Mills?
Yeah. No, right near, next to us, in Pikesville.
Right.
The entire first floor of that hotel is going to be the toilet.
You used to have to go to, after they closed, you could find a little section in Macy's.
Yeah.
Had a lot of the Toys R Us stuff. But
quick update.
Yeah. Michael Butchenholz, tell you how to get your prize. Thanks so much for playing. Yes, sir.
Charles.
Fire department just came north on I-97, heading up towards Benfield Boulevard. So there definitely is an incident northbound now. We've got all the big backups southbound, and now traffic north from Annapolis to Millersville. You're going to be dealing with that as well. We'll keep you posted.
Do you ever think about your whole morning is just filled with backups?
Yeah.
That's my job, Miss Casey.
Yeah.
Log jams.
Oh, wait a minute. Here's a picture of it. Hang on a second.
Oh, okay. Well, let's look at it together, shall
we? Fire department just pulled up. They're blocking everything but the right lane on the northbound side.
Is Santa Claus on that particular fire truck?
Maybe.
Okay.
It's not a Hess truck. It's red.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Chuck.
But I have a red Hess truck. Worth a lot of money. Won't buy it.
You have a what kind of truck?
Yeah.
Red Hess truck.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was a little mishearing there.
Exactly. Yes.
I could put it on eBay, but I could sell it here better.
See you in a couple. 7:50. 10 before the hour of 8 o'clock. You know, Tim Kyle Electric, and they built a great reputation up for wonderful electrical work as far as interior, exterior, wiring, any of your electrical needs, lights, fans, you name it, landscaping. Tim Kyle is just amazing at what they do from an electrical standpoint. Now they've expanded into the heating, ventilation and air conditioning as well. And now as we move into fall, we're here officially in fall, and won't be long before the first frost is just a month away or so, perhaps. And then the winter weather is coming after that. So you want to make sure that your home is heating efficiently, that it's heating properly, and that it's not costing you an arm and a leg. Get Tim Kyle out right now to maintain your heat pump or your forced air furnace or whatever you end up having to heat your home. And they'll come out, check it, make sure the filters are changed, make sure it has what it needs to make sure it's operating efficiently and properly 24/7. Call Tim today, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or online, timkylecompany.com.
The Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville is having a spectacular pig roast, September 19th and 20th. But there's never a time from the moment you arrive. The aroma will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, homemade desserts that taste just like mom made, and so much more. While you're there, stop by Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas and unbeatable value. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market, York Road in Cockeysville.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHRC number 1566.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:53, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so check this out. This wreck northbound I-97 is headed up the hill from Route 32, going uphill on basically a straight road. And here's this wreck, two or three cars on the northbound side, one car in the median. This other one, I think it's a pickup truck. Let me see if I can blow this thing up a little bit. No, it's a car. Northbound, went through the grass and right through the guardrail and is sticking out on the southbound side. Just amazing. I mean, it looks like a NASCAR wreck. So they're all over the place. Northbound is a single lane. Southbound traffic was already backed up anyway because of the wreck on I-97 south of Route 32. So now we have big delays both directions to and from Annapolis and in that area before Millersville along I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown.
Mini golf, a lit up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit Mitchell'sGolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We start off muggy and foggy, and then we warm up to 80 with a chance of late day showers and or storms throughout the day. 67 for the low tonight. We're at 67 right now in Middle River, cloudy skies, and 69 in Stevensville.
The interesting statement we all remember, or at least most of us do, from Matthew Dowd shortly after Charlie Kirk was assassinated. I'm going to quote him. He said, "Hateful thoughts lead to hateful words, which then lead to hateful actions. You can't stop with these. You can't stop with these sorts of awful things you have, and then say these awful words, and then not expect awful actions to take place." Saying basically that nasty words inevitably leads to your assassination, so it's your fault you got killed. He got laid off immediately following that. And now he's saying, now that Jimmy Kimmel's back, Matthew Dowd is saying, yeah, what about me?
Not one person has said anything about me. Not one person on that network has said, they've all gone out of their way to say, isn't this horrible what happened to Jimmy Kimmel? Isn't even including Morning Joe and Mika, who went after me after the show, basically saying they were glad I was terminated. And now today they're talking about how awful it is for our country that somebody like Jimmy Kimmel can't say what he said.
Well, it was something like Matthew Dowd said what he said, which is an endorsement of assassination. And after Bill Maher heard that comment and then heard Matthew Dowd whining about how come he's not back in the spotlight.
Matthew Dowd said you can't be saying these awful words and then not expect awful actions to take place. Yes, you can. I do expect that. I do not expect awful actions to take place. I think this is awful when you open this window. Like, I didn't like what he said, and what he said was vile and this and that. Irrelevant. We don't shoot people in this country, and we don't defend it, and we don't mock their death.
That's Bill Maher commenting on Matthew Dowd, and that a pretty clear example of where the division lies in this country. There are too many people on the political left perfectly comfortable with using violence to gain their goals. For them, the end justifies the means, no matter what those means are. It sounds very familiar somehow, historically, doesn't it? You'll also remember this hater. This is Ilhan Omar. Now, I'm going to play this soundbite, Sean, because I think it's very instructive as a reflection of various religious cultures. Here's Ilhan Omar.
I am not going to sit here and be judged for not wanting to honor any legacy this man has left behind. What I find jarring is that there are so many people willing to excuse the most reprehensible things that he said, that they agree with that, that they're willing to have monuments for him, that they want to create a day to honor him, and that they want to produce resolutions in the House of Congress honoring his life and legacy.
Yeah, that's Ilhan Omar.
Yeah, remember on 9/11, something happened. Yeah.
That's a reflection of who she is philosophically. By contrast, David French from National Review talking about Erica.
When you saw Erica Kirk speak, one of the first things that I thought was, this is one of the most beautiful things that I've seen, heartbreaking, heartrending. And that's what Christianity is what she did right there in front of all of those people, actually forgiving Charlie Kirk's killer, talking about the sacrifice of Jesus and Jesus forgiving his killers. And this is the heart and the core of what Christianity is.
This was a singular moment in American history. I would argue that her comments will be remembered of forgiving the assassin who killed her husband. Those comments will be remembered a long time. It's also, by the way, I think, a very interesting contrast between two different religious backgrounds and how they see this event.
Yeah. Also, you remember that Lincoln had to do the same thing when a nation was ripped apart by a civil war. He talked about forgiveness for each other, the North versus the South, and the Union versus the Confederacy. And we weren't going to be able to come together as a nation had we not practiced that Christian forgiveness.
I don't think that's going to happen now.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Well,
French says that it has been a singular moment that we've seen, and this is something that we really have to pay attention to.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, lawmakers demand answers to the series of audits embarrassing forcing and maybe even criminal audits. Let's take a look at that and see if there's any criminality in these audits of state agencies. More Kamala Harris claims, and the speed camera tickets are going to rise to astronomical numbers. We'll share all that with you in just a moment. Scott Jennings goes after Keith Olbermann for something he posted on X as well. It's 8 o'clock, and you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is The Right Choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump and congressional Democrat leaders are at odds again. This time it has to do with the president calling off a meeting with the Dems to talk about averting a partial government shutdown at month's end.
Accusing Democrats of holding the government hostage over radical demands, the president wrote on X that he was canceling a planned sit-down with the House and Senate minority leaders this week. He wrote that Democrats in Congress seem to have totally lost their way and that, quote, they obviously have no idea what it means to put America first or to make America great again. House Democrat leader Hakeem Jeffries blasted back, Trump always chickens out. Senate Minority Leader Schumer accusing Trump of, in his words, running away from the negotiating table. Bob Agner reporting.
President Trump says he now sees a future in which Ukraine has won back every square inch of its territory seized by the Russians.
In a reversal, the president said he believes Ukraine can regain control of the territory Russia has taken since its invasion. He posted the comment soon after meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. Earlier, he criticized Russia for continuing the fight.
It's not making Russia look good. It's making them look bad.
The president had previously said that both Ukraine and Russia would have to give up land to end the war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In a scathing speech to the UN General Assembly, Mr. Trump accuses the world body of encouraging and funding mass migration that the president says is ruining Western countries. Saying he did not and would not make light of the death of Charlie Kirk, Jimmy Kimmel returned to the air last night on ABC. However, a large group of TV stations refuses to air the program. Kimmel was briefly suspended after making some controversial remarks about Charlie Kirk's accused assassin. On Wall Street, the Dow futures, 22 points higher. NASDAQ features up 57 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning, it's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Two big wrecks this morning along I-97. The first wreck was southbound after Route 32. A tanker truck was involved there. No leak, but everybody's still looking at it. It's on the right side after Route 32. Big backup started there. It was going back towards Benfield. And now there's another wreck on the northbound side of I-97 coming up the hill from Route 32 and before Benfield Boulevard. Only the right lane is getting by there. One of the vehicles went through the grass and is sticking through the guardrail onto the southbound side. So the state police are there protecting that vehicle. The fire department has everything blocked but the right lane northbound. So a big delay coming up from the area at 178 southbound. You're backed up again back through the ramp at New Cut Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, muggy and a little foggy to begin, followed by another round of late day showers and a few storms, otherwise still warm with highs close to 80. A few showers tonight, mostly cloudy with lows back in the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Hunt Valley has 65 degrees. Pikesville also 65. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The Maryland Air National Guard officially deactivating its last flying squadron, ending more than a century of aviation history. The 104th Fighter Squadron, known for flying A-10 fighter jets, held its inactivation ceremony at Martin State Airport in Middle River. According to State Senator J.B. Jennings, the unit traces its roots back to 1921, when it became the first National Guard squadron in the country to receive aircraft. Baltimore man has been indicted for a quadruple shooting at a Baltimore County hookah lounge. Alfred Jacobs Jr. facing four felony charges, including first-degree murder in the May 2nd shooting at the Azuz Hookah Lounge in Woodlawn. Elijah Lambach died the day after the shooting. Three other victims survived. Prosecutors believe there may have been other shooters, but Jacobs is the only person who has been arrested. Baltimore County Police investigating reported threats shared online by an 11-year-old student at Sparrows Point Middle. Police say officers and detectives with the department's behavioral assessment unit have been working with school officials and the child's parents to assess the situation. Investigators say any potential or perceived threats have been mitigated and there is no danger to the school community. Anne Arundel County Police have arrested a suspect in connection with a deadly shooting in Hanover. Marcus Davis, allegedly shot and killed DeAndre Sims on September 14th at Fredericksburg Road and Taylor's Hill Lane. According to police, Sims was getting into his car when Davis allegedly confronted him and fired into the vehicle. Police believe the shooting was targeted. Pick 3 lottery number 222. Pick 4, 8528, and next, it's Style on Sports.
Crestlock.com is now hiring for hands-on training positions in locksmithing, electrical, and security systems. No experience, no problem. We'll train you step-by-step to become a locksmith and security technician. Join a team that values your growth, offers paid training, and sets you up for long-term success. This is more than a job. It's your future. Call 410-256-7803 and apply at crestlock.com/careers. That's crestlock.com/careers.
Hi, bird lovers. It's the moment you've all been waiting for. Our bird food sale at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium and Columbia. I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Brian. And that's right. All of the foods your birds love. Seed, peanut, suet, cylinders, bark butter, mealworm, and more are on sale now. Drop by and see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium and now Columbia. Or shop online at mywbu.com and save while you feed the birds.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. What a gem last night from Oriole right-hander Dean Kramer.
Four out number one.
And he swings and misses. A terrific cutter. And Kramer has his first strikeout.
Well, that's a little cutter placed perfectly down the way. Sets it up with a fastball. Watch where this ball starts and where it ends up. You can't throw a cutter any better than that one right.
Kevin Brown, Big Ben McDonald with the call on Masson, and Kramer wouldn't stop there. 6 3rd, he went of one hit, no run ball, capping a 30-start season with his 11th win. 6-0 the final last night at Camden Yards. After the game, Kramer was asked what he thought his biggest accomplishment was this year.
Limiting the number of 3-in changes or 2-in changes and giving up a lot of damage. I think I did a much better job of, if I was giving up 4 or 5 runs a game, I was still at least getting into the 5th or 6th.
In fact, Kramer, 25 of 30 this year, going a minimum of 5 innings pitch for Baltimore. Derrick Henry's 4th quarter fumbling problems now being debated on national television. How about this back and forth? It was last night between Stephen A. and former Raven Chris Canty.
I don't want to see Derrick Henry rushing 12 times for 50 yards. Okay. 12 times for 50 yards? Derrick Henry?
Stephen,
what is going on?
You can't give him the ball, Stephen A. You can't trust him with the ball.
Oh, come on, stop that. You can trust him. You can trust him with the ball. Gosh. Don't go that far.
Love that. Twice now in 3 games, Henry has coughed up 4th quarter fumbles. In his previous 9 seasons, he had lost just 2 4th quarter fumbles in 136 games. A couple of happy heavenly birthdays today for you with Baltimore Connection. On this day, 1921, the great broadcaster Jim McKay, born born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, passed away in 2008. And on this day, September 24th, 1941, the great Hall of Famer John Mackey was born, passed away in 2011. By the way, his wife Sylvia, one of the classiest people you'll ever meet. Coming up in 30 minutes, is there a tobacco roadblock in Carolina? And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680 is our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, speed cameras, ticket prices or fines are going to increase significantly come October 1st. More Kamala Harris claims from her word solid book, 107 days. Once again, our top story, lawmakers demanding answers to the series of embarrassing audits that recently were announced. Two of them, of course. And if you're just now joining us in our first hour, we talked about there's a special session in the wind. Not for the budget crisis, not for the energy crisis, not even for the juvenile crime crisis or the audit crisis, but for redistricting. They're trying to steal a Republican seat currently occupied by Andy Harris and flip it to the Democrats, and that probably is going to happen.
Yeah.
The question is, what will be held up in court? But after some lawmakers called for hearings and investigations following a series of scathing audits, we now find out what may be happening next. You'll remember Social Services Administration audit revealed that that agency lacked criminal background check protocols to ensure that foster care children weren't around people on the state's sex offenders registry. I would think it'd be a pretty easy thing to check. Of course, I don't know who they're hiring over at Social Services. And I don't know if they have the intellectual capacity to do that. But that's a big problem. And then the audit of the State Highway Administration revealed the agency knowingly charged more than almost $360 million in unauthorized projects. Not only that, the audit alleges the agency attempted to shield how much money was actually in the Transportation Trust Fund. So there is knowledge that what they were doing was wrong, perhaps even a crime. Here's Delegate Mike Griffith and Delegate Jesse Pippi.
I mean, obviously horrified for a variety of reasons. Obviously for the children. Obviously for what these kids are being subjected to.
Yeah, I mean, it's alarming.
Yeah, alarming to say the least. Following both audits, Senator Clarence Lamb, a Democrat representing Baltimore and Howard counties, saying the findings warranted further review by the legislature. And this is something he says he supports hearings on this.
Yeah.
Well, I would take it one step further, because I don't trust any hearing process here in the state of Maryland to get answers and hold people accountable. Maybe it's time the Attorney General do something else besides sue Trump. Maybe Anthony Brown ought to hold himself accountable and look into what I might believe looks like there could be criminal behavior in both of these audits. Yeah. And we'll explain why in just a moment.
813 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
I-97 continues to be the problem. We started with a wreck southbound after Route 32. That's still there. Three or four vehicles on the right shoulder. That became a visual backup, and at one point, that went back to New Cut Road. Then there was a wreck, and which is still here, northbound I-97 coming up from Route 32 and before Benfield Point. Boulevard. Fire department's still there. Only the right lane is getting by. One of the vehicles involved went through the grass, went through the guardrail, and is sticking out on the southbound side. So that's a heavy impact there. It looks like there may have been some injuries, but the medic unit is still there, have not left the scene yet. But a big delay. Here we are. Southbound, we're backed up through New Cut Road. The northbound side is a single lane, and that's going to be backed up well before the ramp at Route 32. So that's a big problem now for Millersville and for the traffic north from Annapolis, and it's gridlock right at the ramp at I-97 and Route 32 on both sides of the roadway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, just like yesterday, we start off a little muggy and foggy, and then it's going to be humid. 80 today, chance of showers and thunderstorms likely. Continues in tonight, 67 for the low, and more showers likely again tomorrow, at least the next couple of days. Could be a washout this weekend as well, especially on the eastern shore. Right now, we look at cloudy skies. Pikesville is 66, and it is 69. In Annapolis, time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again it is time to figure out exactly which lefty has lost it. Well, this one kind of is a slam dunk because we have a number of other cuts by this young lady during the course of the show, and one or two more that still come up between now and 9 o'clock this morning. It's good to note that even Dos Equis has now gotten into the act with a new ad, the most Kamala person in the entire world.
She can say one sentence six different ways and still say nothing. She's unburdened by what has been. Mostly because she never explained what it was in the first place. She laughs before she answers a question, and sometimes that's the whole answer. She starts by saying, "Let me be clear," and then isn't, and somehow circles back to, "Let me be clear." She says moving forward so often, her podium is on wheels. She talks about the significance of the passage of time, so long you actually feel it passing. She once defined time by saying it's the thing that passes over time. Her teleprompter doesn't scroll, it just loops the same line until everyone forgets the question. She once gave a speech about the importance of speeches. She once said holistically so many times in one speech the audience reached enlightenment. Her laugh comes out at the exact moment everyone else stops laughing. She preaches that it's time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. She once explained water for 12 minutes straight. She once explained school buses to a room full of bus drivers. And the only thing they understood is that they are big and yellow. She leaves people more confused than before she started talking. Her speeches are so repetitive. After she's done with a campaign, every parrot in town can recite them. She can redefine a word six times before anyone realizes she never defined it. She only answers pre-scripted questions, and if someone dares to ask a real question, she starts laughing until someone comes and saves her. Her press conferences end with reporters forgetting what they even asked. She once explained democracy as the thing we do when we do democracy. When she runs out of things to say, she'll talk about how she just fell out of a coconut tree. She laughs the hardest right after saying the least. She is the most word salad woman in the world.
And that's Kamala Harris. Indeed. Well, is it today or yesterday was the release of 107 excuses why it's everybody else's fault but mine. A lot more Kamala Harris coming up for you in the coming hours, days, and weeks, unfortunately.
All right, it's 8:18. Let's go to the phones here. Laura's in Lutherville. Good morning, Laura.
Morning, Laura. Laura, turn down the radio, darling. We can hear us in the background. And we hate the way we sound.
Good morning, Laura.
Good morning,
guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, Laura, turn down your radio, darling, please.
I'm sorry. I'm deaf in one ear. Sorry.
That's okay.
Yep, yeah, that's fine.
Go ahead.
We're good.
Is it better now?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, sorry for the delay. So I drive every day, or now? Almost. I drive almost every day from...
every day.
Yeah, Laura, sweetheart, you're going to have to turn your radio all the way down.
Okay? I'll tell you, we're going to put you on hold, Laura, and then you're going to have to turn that radio down, and we'll give you some time to do that, and then just be listening on your speakerphone in your car to the radio here, our conversation, not to the actual radio, and then we'll get you right up here in just a moment. But obviously, it's very confusing when you're in delay there.
And the problem is, folks, we put it in delay because Sean has Tourette's, and we have to make sure that what he has to say is okay for all of us to hear.
Well, actually, we would have been okay in delay without Chuck Whitaker. Once we had a Chuck Whitaker in the show,
that pretty much did it.
The mandatory use of delay became, it was evident we had to use it. So.
Well, but he did reveal this morning that he has very inflated buns that he uses for his sandwich, the Chuck.
By the way, Laurie, if you do want to call back, we'll get you on the air as soon as we can.
Absolutely.
I know you probably fell out of the cell or whatever, but when you do call into the show, while you're waiting, you do have to turn your radio down because of the 6 or 7 second delay. It is very confusing. It's confusing to us, too. We do this for a living. Bruce has been in delay for most of his career.
I know. I've been 6 seconds late for my time. I mean, there's a delayed birth. It just happened since then.
It's 8:20, and coming up next, should A.G. Brown investigate perhaps criminal wrongdoing in both of these state agency audits?
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got 3 mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a 9-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels. From family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
For America's inner city community, people of color, that wall built by the Democrat Party to keep them dependent, uneducated, and angry. Angry at the wrong people. Instead of being angry at the people who did this to them, the Democrat Party. It has to be the time that we put police working with the National Guard if we have to make America's cities peaceful. We don't have to live this way.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the morning drive with Casey and Elliott, here with you from now till Kim Klasick time. Kimmy, and of course, from 9 till noon today, right here on Talk Radio 680.
Is it time for the Earl of Irvington once again?
I think it is. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, here's Buns Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Nice to go into Irvington to get my Earl change.
You get your Earl change?
Right there at the Loop. They had a lot of good stuff there at the Loop. I come out of there looped. Northbound I-97, they're still working on this wreck. The wrecker has arrived, working on one of the cars that went through the guardrail and ended up on the southbound side. That's a hell of an impact. This is a double-sided guardrail, went through that northbound and came out on the southbound side, half of it anyway. Unbelievable. So, it's just amazing. So only one lane still open, northbound, coming up from Route 32. Traffic southbound can still see it. And then after that,
You still have the wreck on I-97 south of Route 32. They're on the shoulder. Tanker truck was involved. So it's a mess right now between Route 100 coming south and from 178 coming north through there. Just looked at the Beltway. Typical ride. Nothing out of the ordinary. Both the tunnels still around 20 to 25 minutes. Baltimore County, New Rec, Hartford Road, Joppa Road in the city, Fayette Street at Gay, Bruce, and also Hilton Street at Monastery Avenue. There's a wreck over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, muggy, foggy this morning. Sounds like a Chuck's law firm. Muggy and foggy. High near 80.
Let me speak to Mr. Muggy.
Central late day showers and storms today. Tonight, 67. Right now, we are at 67 in cloudy in Pasadena, 67 in Parkville. So bear with me here because the Attorney General Anthony Brown, his office, some have suggested should be investigating these audit findings at SSA and SHA. And he said, quote, that the audit did not cite any issues for the criminal division, and further review is appropriately handled by the Office of Legislative Audits or the administration, not the Attorney General. Well, first off, we hear that, according to the Fox 45 story, that the Social Services Administration lacked criminal background check protocols to ensure foster care children weren't being put with predators, pedophiles, perverts, etc.
How can that happen?
That's the question. Is it terminal bureaucratic incompetence, which might border on criminal negligence? How do you not? If you are working with children in any way, shape, or form in the private sector, you have to go be fingerprinted.
Yep.
And you have to pass a background check to make sure you're not on the sex offender registry. That's for anybody working in coaching, camps, anywhere around children, daycare providers. There are protocols for that. How does a state agency that's charged with putting foster children into the care of adults not have it as a protocol? So either they don't have it, which is a massive problem, or they do and they ignored it, and is that criminal behavior?
Well, they're saying they don't even have the protocols in place to do any of that. I mean, if they don't even have the protocols in place, you got to ask, why on earth not? I mean, you would think that's one of the first things you do once you have that as a task that's under your purview, as it were, as you make sure you have the protocols in place so you can process these children appropriately, make sure they're appropriately placed.
Now, next is the State Highway Administration. And it was revealed they knowingly charged close to $360 million in unauthorized projects. So if they're unauthorized, that means nobody gave you the go-ahead to use this money for that project. Is that not embezzlement? Is it not stealing? Is it misappropriation of funds? There's got to be some criminal charge involved here if you're taking the taxpayers' money and you're spending it without authorization.
Yep.
I would think, but not in Anthony Brown's world. See, if this happened in a Republican agency,
oh my God,
they'd be like stink on manure. The charges would already be flying. Senator Ferguson was asked by Mackenzie Frost, Fox 45, if this kind of behavior is going to be tolerated.
What does that look like when you say that they won't be tolerated, knowing that they have been seemingly tolerated for years?
We use our audits in our budget-making process every year. They are crucial tools for us to analyze and question how agencies are functioning. And so it is probably the number one tool that we have to look from the prior year and impact how an agency functions for the next year. That's what we'll be doing this upcoming session.
Maybe this incompetence thing is genetic among Democrats. Because Bill Ferguson, he just said we use it every year, right? Did he say that? We use it every year to see if to fund these agencies with the tools. And the audit found, in the SSA audit, that they didn't fully resolve six of the eight findings from a prior report. So this is now, they should be seeing this every year in these audits. And somebody should be, wait a minute, you didn't fix that from last year, why not? Why wasn't this addressed from last year? Why do we still have children being sent into foster situations with no criminal background checks?
Particularly for this amount of time, Sean, is a puzzle that some people apparently have still not gotten the memo. It really is. 829 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. They were in my home yesterday for my annual checkup. For years, they have been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they are proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather is changing, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators for all your electrical and HVAC solutions. Call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. That's K-Y-L-E. Tim Kyle Electrical, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Coming up, brace yourselves, more word salads from Kamala Harris. 8:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. A Pennsylvania man now faces multiple criminal and traffic charges after a deadly incident on Deep Creek Lake. It happened this past February. Ricky Wise, operating a UTV on the frozen lake, the vehicle broke through the ice. His passenger became trapped in the submerged wreckage. David Linsenbigler was pulled from the icy water, taken to a hospital. He was pronounced dead the next day. Investigators say Wise had a blood alcohol level above the legal limit and was illegally riding the UTV on the ice. The charges against him include negligent homicide by motor vehicle while under the influence. His trial is set for October 7. The Maryland Department of Transportation will be meeting with officials in Frederick County today as part of its statewide investment tour. The meeting is scheduled to start at 6 p.m. at Winchester Hall in Frederick, and the public is invited to attend. MDOT representatives will be on hand to share and receive feedback on the draft consolidated transport program for fiscal 2026 through 2031. In Frederick County, the plan includes U.S. 15 safety improvement projects. Maryland Air National Guard officially deactivating its last flying squadron more than after a century of aviation history. The 104th Fighter Squadron, known for flying A-10 fighter jets, held its inactivation ceremony at Martin State Airport in Middle River. According to State Senator J.B. Jennings, the unit traces its roots back to 1921 when it became the first National Guard squadron in the country to receive an aircraft. And a Baltimore man has been indicted for a quadruple shooting at a Baltimore County hookah lounge. Alfred Jacobs Jr. facing four felony charges, including first-degree murder in the May 2nd shooting at the Azuz Hookah Lounge in Woodlawn. Elijah Lambach died that day, the day after the shooting. Three other victims survived. Prosecutors believe there may have been other shooters, but Jacobs is the only person who has been arrested. 8:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
This is Pastor Dave Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. The tech giants would like to monopolize access to not only your identity, but also your ability to make decisions. They've created a world in which we're constantly watched and distracted. Through their accumulation of data, they have constructed a portrait of our minds, which they use to invisibly guide our behavior. These tech companies have a vision that includes a world without borders. It's also their view that only they can save the world by concentrating power with a select few. They see themselves saving the world with and through technology. Some are saying that this may have end time overtones of biblical proportion, to the point that the Antichrist might not be a person at all, but rather a machine. Jesus warned us against date setting his return, but with the advent of nuclear weapons, robots, and artificial intelligence, we can almost hear his footsteps in the distance. This is Pastor David Lewis with today's moment of truth.
8:33 right now, and Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Pick three lottery number, room 222, and pick 48528. And now at 8:33, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the vehicle that went through the guardrail, I-97, before Benfield, has now been towed away, and that lane and everything else on that side is clearing from I-97 south. After that, you still have the wreck on the shoulder on I-97 south of Route 32. They opened all the lanes now northbound, but the vehicles are still in the median as you're coming north towards Benfield Boulevard. So it's not completely gone. They ain't going to be gone for a while. So be prepared if you're coming up the hill on I-97 northbound. That area right there at Route 32 and around Benfield has been a mess this morning. Even though we've had no rain, the fog was never a factor. I can see a lot of traffic over on Route 3 for the traffic running parallel to the intersections there along I-97. All the Beltway stuff is still out there. JFX has been good from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown, and we're still backed up with delays going south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, muggy and a little foggy to begin, followed by another round of late-day showers and a few storms, otherwise still warm with highs close to 80. A few showers tonight, mostly cloudy with lows back in the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
835 Sports brought to you by Greeven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The Tyler Wells comeback continues tonight for the Orioles as the right-hander takes the hill at 6:35 for his final start. First three starts have been impressive, 2-0 with a 2.04 ERA. Last night it was Dean Kramer topping off his season with six innings of one hit baseball as the Birds trounced the Rays 6-0 at Camden Yards. After the game, a moment of reflection from Kramer.
A lot to be learned. There's a lot to be happy about, and there's some things that were.
Don't forget
a little
to plug
frustrating
in
throughout the year, but you know, you grow every year and try and get better.
I'm going to try to get better. Okay. Oh man, give me the one time. Elsewhere, hey, it was the Jewish holiday yesterday. You know what I'm saying? I ate a lot last night.
You're still on holiday.
Chopped liver, gefilte fish, the whole thing. Elsewhere in baseball, they're going crazy in Seattle. What a moment. Aaron Goldsmith with the call on the Root Sports Network. Naylor's three-run double in the eighth was the key blow. A 4-3 comeback win over the Rockies. And what a September it's been in the Great Northwest. The Mariners have won 15 of their last 16 games to take a commanding four-game lead over the Astros with five games left to play. More candid comments now from Marlon Humphrey on the state of the Ravens defense at the mic on Monday night. Asked what's missing from the defense.
Honestly, I think turnovers. I just don't. That's kind of what we preach all offseason. That's what we preach really every week, every day. So it's pretty simple, I think.
No big plays from the Ravens defense. D3 College Football Watch hones in on the former governor's son this morning, talking about Josh Ehrlich, son of Bob Ehrlich, in his senior season at Susquehanna. Played Hopkins last week in Baltimore, fell to the Blue Jays. The younger Ehrlich, though, threw for 199 yards, took five sacks, rushed for 63 yards. Ehrlich with 613 passing yards on the season. Is there a tobacco roadblock in Carolina? The Bill Belichick experiment at UNC has been uglier than expected. The Tar Heels got blasted by UCF. 34-9 was the final. Grumpy now 1-2 on the season with losses to TCU and UCF. The highlight of this game, unfortunately, for Chapel Hill fans was in the pregame when his 24-year-old girlfriend Jordan Hudson appeared on the UNC sideline in a blue snake print miniskirt and white knee high-heeled boots. Nice look. Yes, the time now is 8:37 when we return. I'm sure we'll talk about that. It's also the story of Daryl Hill.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greeven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greeven Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greeven Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Well, I hear tell you, you were really careful about memorizing her wardrobe.
I watched the video a couple times.
How many times?
Twice.
He was too busy watching the video to remember to plug in.
Yeah, I didn't plug in. I think the boots were the thing, white high heel boots. They were almost up to the knee. In fact, they were maybe up to the knee.
It surprised me that you didn't actually mention the designers for each of the pieces of wardrobe, though.
I didn't get that close. No.
Yeah, but you get that on the 19th view.
So. Yeah, but that is an embarrassment, though, and it's an embarrassment that is ongoing in Carolina. Yeah. We'll see where this season ends. The story of Daryl Hill, I neglected to mention this, and then I was off for the Jewish holiday the other day. September 21st, so this was Sunday, was the 64th anniversary of Daryl Hill playing football at the University of Maryland. Are you familiar with the story?
No.
Daryl Hill was the first black player who played in the ACC. He broke the color line, and he did it against North Carolina State, scored a touchdown in his first game. He is in the Hall of Fame. He's in the Maryland Hall of Fame.
What year was that?
1961.
Okay.
And he is in the Maryland State Athletic Hall of Fame, as well as the Maryland Hall of Fame. Great guy, still alive.
Unlike Wes Moore, who claims he was in the Hall of Fame and never was in there.
Another claim from Wes Moore.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's they're piling
I think he said Maryland College Hall of Fame. There is no such
there
thing.
There is no Maryland College Hall of Fame. There's a University of Maryland Hall of Fame, and there's a Maryland State Athletic Hall of Fame. Anyway, so it is, you know, great. He's a great guy. He's still alive. He talks about it. It's a great story, and I'll have some audio on it in the coming days.
So, question for you. Who do you think is the most outspoken golfer? Most controversial golfer.
Controversial golfer?
Yeah, beyond yourself.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Scottie Scheffler made some controversial comments
right.
Before, I forgot what tournament it was, yeah. About like what's the...
John Daly used to be.
Oh, and, John Daly,
yeah,
of course.
And Fuzzy Zeller was known to...
I mean, is there an outspoken...
Let me tell you what the left-hander said, Phil Mickelson.
Oh, Phil Mickey, yeah, of course.
Phil Mickelson was talking about Ilhan Omar. And he said, Elon spews hate every time she opens her mouth. She came here fraudulently and will hopefully be sent back to Somalia soon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was in reference to what she said about Charlie Kirk.
Correct.
He was actually defending Kirk.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and, by the way, if you and your wife go to a ceremony at the Maryland College Hall of Fame, what kind of skirt and shoes should your wife wear?
Please. Can you, Sean, help me?
Yes.
Can we erase that?
Thank you, Gary.
Okay.
Gary Stein, folks. Stein on sports and fashion. 8:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Now, some of y'all never been to D.C. too much. Let me tell y'all a little story so you know what I'm talking about. We're down in D.C., we call it the swamp. Because it's full of corrupt, greedy swamp creatures, the likes of which nobody's ever seen. Well, down in the swamps of D.C., where the swamp creatures are so mean. There's a funny line girl, and I swear to the world, she makes the other swamp creatures look lame. Words have it coming. I said, what you trying to hand me? Nobody understand a thing you say. Where you flipping in a flopping line every day. Where's Solid Cammy? Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Kamala Harris, of course, has released her new book, 107 Excuses Why It's Not My Fault. Harry Enten, this is fascinating. I just looked this up. Harry Enten, who's the numbers guy over at CNN,
mm-hmm.
His uncle is Neil Sedaka.
No, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. I mean, an odd piece of information. Harry and keeps track of the numbers, particularly in politics, political trends, approval ratings, and so forth. And he had asked some questions, or his team had, about Kamala Harris.
I would just say that if you want a messenger to go against Donald Trump, you could do far better as Democrats than Kamala Harris. Back in October of 2024, she was minus 5 points. Not exactly great, but pretty close to the zero mark, right? But now, down under she goes. She's at minus 13 points. That's an 8-point drop since the general election among the overall electorate. She is not well liked at this particular point.
And minus 13 in the general election. Wow, that's pretty rough. But wait, there's more.
The American people, they don't want this. They don't want her. And get this, she's 37 points underwater with independents. If you can't win independents, you can't win the election. And the bottom line is, she is way, way, way underwater. She is definitely swimming with the fishes.
She's out there swimming with the fishes, Sean. We have a couple of sound bites from Kamala Harris coming up in a moment or two. First, though, it's 8:43 on Talk Radio 680 WCB. You may 37 points underwater with independents who won't buy anything from either side. They'll look and they say she is just not presidential material.
It's hard to think any scenario with a far left wing progressive is going to be successful in the next election cycle. I know AOC is being mentioned
and
groomed to be president, but I just don't see it. I mean, I think you're looking at the Beshears, the Shapiros, and more of the center-left Democrats than the far left.
Well, that'd be some of the Democrat side for Beshear, who, if I recall correctly, is in a red state and showing very strong performance there, and, of course, for Shapiro as well. 843 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, here he is, writing on your license plate numbers as you change lanes without signaling. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Maybe they could get Uncle Fester out of Pennsylvania. He might run.
Uncle Fester?
Yeah. Fetterman.
Yeah, yes. Fetterman. Yes. Yeah. Put a couple light bulbs on his neck. He's ready to go.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's alive! Okay. Both the tunnels southbound still backed up. 895 Moravia Road, 95 Moravia Road. Everybody's going into the tunnel, and they're working their way through. But, boy, this backup is still 25 to 30 minutes on the southbound side. The wreck on Hartford Road was near the intersection at Joppa Road. Pretty good-sized backup there for the local traffic. And then we had all the slow traffic around the Beltway, Parkville side, Interloop at Green Spring, and the west side is still there, 795 to Frederick Road. Now, let me bring you up to date on I-97. The wreck southbound I-97 after 32 cleared. Everybody's gone from the shoulder now. That will improve. They're still working on the wreck northbound before Benfield. They're in the median, so we're getting three lanes by slowly but surely. That's going to start now to improve through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday is going to be muggy and foggy to start, and then going to clear out a little bit, and then cloudy skies for the rest of the day, and then showers and storms again like yesterday. Highs near 80, 67 for the night. And then tomorrow, showers and storms even more likely than today. So a couple of days in store for us here right now, right? It's cloudy and 70 in Arnold, and it is 69 in Baltimore City. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Seven-year-old man in Tennessee named Zach Porter went into cardiac arrest at a TJ Maxx, but he's alive today. Thanks to the quick thinking of a CPR instructor named Mike Brown, he performed CPR to keep Zach going until paramedics arrived. Here are Mike and Zach talking about what happened.
I call it divine intervention. I didn't want to go to TJ Maxx with my wife, and at the last minute, I decided to go in to herd her out of there, and there he was on the ground. It was just kind of surreal, to be honest with you, because nobody was really doing anything except trying to get his attention, so I just ran up and started doing CPR.
And I just woke up at Vanderbilt just very confused. I'm just really glad that Mike was here to help out. Otherwise, I'd be in a lot worse shape than I am now.
All right, great story.
Yeah.
And it is brought to you by our friends at Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances, like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me, be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean, a bit more from the woman herself, the author of 107 Different Excuses, Kamala Harris, on what was going to be the signature interview question. And it came, of course, from Rachel Maddow, having to do with, well, if you really like Pete Buttigieg, why didn't you put him on the ticket?
That's not what I said. That he couldn't be on the ticket because he is gay. My point, as I write in the book, is that I was clear that in 107 days, in one of the most hotly contested elections for president of the United States, against someone like Donald Trump, who knows no floor, to be a black woman running for president of the United States and as a vice presidential running mate, a gay man, it made me very sad, but I also realized it would be a real risk.
Yeah, well, okay. So basically, Sean, it wasn't his gayness that kept him off of the ticket. He was kept off the ticket because of his gayness.
Yeah, what was the risk?
Because he was gay.
Right. So she didn't keep him off the ticket because he was gay, but then decided it was a risk to put him on the ticket because he was a gay.
Yeah, that's right.
So
yeah.
That's the reason why she didn't add him, because he was gay.
Yeah, curiously, she made the same calculus on Josh Shapiro, who she didn't put on the ticket because he's Jewish, but not because he was Jewish.
Yeah.
It's because he was put on because he was president of Rosh Hashanah.
So
other than that...
The CCP boot-looking old white dude, Tampon Tim...
That's right.
He was okay.
Because he appeals to men. That's what they said.
Yes.
Once again, Kamala Harris. And, you know, some of my best friends are gay.
I've been an advocate and an ally of the LGBT community my entire life.
So
it wasn't about any prejudice on my part.
Of course
not. We had such a short period of time. And the stakes were so high. I think Pete is a phenomenal, phenomenal public servant. And I think America is and would be ready for that. But when I had to make that decision with 2 weeks to go, you know, and maybe I was being too cautious, but that's the decision I made.
It's almost as if you can hear the thought process. I think he was he's a phenomenal, phenomenal public service voice insight for a gay guy.
Mm.
I mean, come on. I mean, the criticism of her is she's not authentic. I guess we pretty much established that criticism is legitimate.
The truth is he stunk in Indianapolis.
God.
Okay. He stunk as the Secretary of Transportation. The FAA went to hell. And this was the guy that got caught riding his SUV just a block away from work, stopping it, and getting out with a bike to pretend that he was biking to work.
But he had the endorsement of the OBBR, the One Block Bike Riders of America. So, I mean, that was it. And, of course, with Josh Shapiro, she said, well, she was afraid that he wouldn't accept being VP. In other words, she was afraid that he had a stronger political backing than she did.
Please,
it's amazing.
Yes, please. All right, 10:50, 10 before the hour. Coming up, speed camera tickets are about to increase significantly. You're on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795?
Yeah.
Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got 3 mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a 9-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels. From family fun to serious practice. It's all here next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex, open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
Listen up, homeowners. If you need more space, don't move, improve. Sean Casey here for AES Builders and Home Improvement. Not only are you saving money, but you're adding extra value in your home with a home addition that'll blend perfectly with your existing space. Whether it's a sunroom or expanded living space, AES brings the vision and craftsmanship to make it happen on time and on budget. Build smarter. Visit AESHome.us. That's AESHome.us, and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any new addition. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I saw a very interesting story, by the way, completely off topic, folks. Just one of these moments where you say there are people with real integrity. Anna Muzicic, she is a chess player, one of the best in the entire world. She holds a number of world championships right now. And she's giving up two world titles, both at once, because she will not go play in Saudi Arabia because they require of her that she dress and behave as Saudi women do.
Yeah.
She says, not going to do it. I'd rather give up the championships than give up my values. That's just, to me, that's just a tribute to somebody's courage in the face of what must be a lot of money being thrown away to go play chess in Saudi Arabia. She's saying, no, it's not worth it. Yeah. 8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, we're at the Bay Bridge, just to check in one last time. Three open westbound, two open eastbound. All the problems have been up at I-97. We started with the big wreck south of Route 32. That's now been cleared, trying to recover. The northbound accident was also getting a little bit better, but it's been slow on the northbound side. The wreck was in the area between 32 and Benfield Boulevard. That now is beginning to look better as you're coming up the hill, but the late slowing, all that traffic that was backed up towards Newcutt Road, is now at I-97 at Route 32 coming south. So all of that delay is going to continue down to at least the bridge at 178, and then you're on your way once again. Going to take a little while longer. Beltway locally is still slow, different areas, and there's still very much heavy traffic going south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for another muggy day today. Highs near 80 with a chance for late day showers and thunderstorms tonight. 67 same, and showers likely to continue and storms tomorrow as well. Cloudy 67 right now in Forest Hill, and it is 68 in Severn. I just want to tell you two things. Google is going to reinstate banned YouTube accounts censored for political speech. They include former podcaster, now FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino, Sebastian Gorka, Steve Bannon. I had some YouTube podcasts, video podcasts, that were also taken down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see if mine were. But basically, they said the Biden regime pressured us to do it.
Well, I think yours were taken down because of your stunning good looks, and they didn't want other people to be too envious.
Yeah, that's because I had an actor play me on the on the video podcast. The other is that Keith Olbermann backpedaling now, furious with apologies for threatening CNN Scott Jennings. Scott Jennings, who you hear on WCBM during the portion of the Charlie Kirk show, he basically said on X, regarding the news that Kimmel had been reinstated, Jennings wrote, so basically his employer suspended him for being an insensitive blank, and we don't live in an authoritarian regime. Got it? Olbermann then responded, saying that you're next, mother blanker, but keep mugging to the camera. Jennings tagged him to the FBI and included a screenshot of the response. And now, of course, Olbermann has taken down his tweets or X posts, and said that he was misinterpreted. Scott Jennings isn't buying it.
I'm on the Salem Radio Network, marking myself safe from that nut, Keith Olbermann, who you might have read, threatened yours truly on the internet yesterday. Everybody seems to have taken notice of this. The poster boy for left-wing outrage. The poster boy for complete broken brain progressivism, threatening me, of all people.
Yeah, I'll tell you, one of the things about Olbermann is he was good on sports. Why didn't he stay there?
Yeah, he should have. A lot of these guys just venture into fields they should never go into. And beginning October 1st, the fines for speed camera violations in Maryland are going up. House Bill 182, the new fines will range from $40 to $425, depending how fast a driver's caught speeding. The fine for going 12 to 15 miles per hour will be 40, 16 to 19 miles per hour, it's 70, 20 to 29, 120, 30 to 39, 230, and 40 miles per hour over the limit will be $425. Baltimore residents not happy.
Maryland is always trying to pimp people for their dollars. Every time you turn around, they spending money ridiculous.
Yeah. They're getting fleeced, he's saying, and he wasn't the only one.
I think it's more about revenues. It ain't about no safety, because it should be against the law for them to always find a way to tax the people that's already paying taxes.
I think originally that was the intent. But now I think it's all about the money.
I tell you, if you're going 40 miles an hour over the limit, $400 fine, in my view, is not enough.
Right.
You know,
yeah. But here's the deal. Howard County, because that's the only one we have data on from 2024, there were 41,000 speeding citations mailed to vehicle owners, and that's up from 2023. $1.1 million in fines collected. But the county, after operating expenses, out of the $1 million, only collected $35,000.
What the? I mean, how on earth?
Which then were spent for public safety purposes. These
out of a million, they
these
got
companies that get the gig are getting rich off this stuff. And I'm wondering if there are any kickbacks or paybacks or whatever to some of the politicians that are putting their voting this stuff into their counties.
When the company who's doing it gets $900,000 plus, and the county is contracted for it gets $35,000, something is askew here.
Welcome to Maryland.
Yeah.
Rescue Natural Supplements want to remind you that you can purchase an omega-3. These are the essential fatty acids needed to lower your cholesterol, the bad cholesterol. The triglycerides are good for so many other things as well, improving mood, skin health, etc. The omega-3s are essential fatty acids. We don't get enough of them in our diet. So if you order a bottle of omega-3s, you will get a free bottle of the Rescue LDLX-Q10. That's the red yeast rice with the coenzyme Q10, which is going to help reduce your cholesterol as well. It's our best cholesterol fighting combination pack, and this one, you buy one, get the other free. Use the coupon code TOGETHER when you order an omega-3. You get the free bottle of the Rescue LDLX-Q10 added in, and that coupon code again is TOGETHER, and you can do so at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483, or you can order online at res-q.com.
All right, coming up right at the top of the hour, Kim Klasick is in for 3 hours of very good radio, man. She has had some killer shows coming in the last handful of days, and she continues that trend today from 9 till noon right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
See you tomorrow morning at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.